for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
No. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Hey, what up, everybody? The LunaticRadio.com show on the air.
Boo.
It's us.
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Boo.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Throw your pimp at you!
Yeah, I throw your pimp at you!
We're gonna have a nice date rape party. It's the .com show. I'm your host, Cameron Ken. Alongside me today, co-hosting crime, Ronnie Beans.
Yo.
And the CEO, Rocket.
Yo!
Who, by the way, turned 27 this weekend, everybody.
That's right.
So, big happy birthday to our producer, Rocket.
Bitch.
Well, that's right.
He's become a man now, Ronnie Beans.
Okay.
Finally.
Listen, anybody who can grow sideburns like that
is a man.
Is
damn
a man.
Right.
Or,
damn right.
Or a Wookiee.
Maybe.
Could be.
I am hairy, bitch.
So, what up, everybody? We are back on the air. Had a good little party for Rocket on Friday night.
Saturday
night.
Yeah.
One of those nights.
It was so good, Kieran forgot the day.
Yeah.
I just really didn't care that much.
It was good.
Yeah.
Nice little time.
It was good. By the way, you haven't heard from Jenny, right? She hasn't IMD'd or anything?
We spoke before.
Like recently, like within the last hour?
No.
Because we haven't heard from comedian Bill Burr today.
Oh.
So we don't know if he's calling in at 9:30 or not.
The MySpace.
The MySpace.
Shooting pussy in a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's we're supposed to have comedian Bill Burr on the program today, but we don't know because we haven't heard back from him.
Yes.
But he was down with coming on. That's all I know. So, yeah, Rocket is 27, everybody.
Yeah.
And how does it feel?
Same as before.
Feels like 26. Yeah.
27 is like one of them, like, ugh, ages. Know.
That means I'm 3 years away from 30.
No one cares.
Yeah, listen, guy. Easy. 27 is like when you're like, well, you know, 27. I still feel like a kid, but now I can't get away with it anymore.
Get away with it.
What are the important birthdays?
Well, I'd say 21, 25, and 30.
Really? What about 18?
Yeah, that too, I suppose. 18, well, 18's not as important as it used to be. 18 used to be drinking age. Now 18's just that you can get charged as an adult.
I don't think 30 is that important anymore.
I think 30 is important.
Yeah.
30's like you take stock of your life, where you're at.
Because you're leaving your 20s.
Yeah.
Because you can't party anymore.
Listen, you know how big a difference is when you're 29 compared to when you're 30? Like when you're 29, you're like, dude, I'm 29.
Yeah.
You know? 30 is bad.
It's all downhill.
Because you're like, I'm 30.
I kind of felt that when I turned 30. I was like, yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
This kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I feel like, see, this is weird. I feel like 31 is younger than 30. Like, when you're 31, you're like, I can still go out there and party. But when you turn 30, you're like, fuck, I'm an old man.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
It's a weird thing.
I don't feel any different than I did when I was 18.
Yeah.
I really don't.
So Rocket turned 27. Had a nice little party for Rocket. Went to his favorite, is that your favorite bar we went to in Queens?
It's not Queens.
It's not Queens.
Technically, it's Long Island.
To Ronnie and I, it's Queens.
Yeah,
right. It's far enough.
Yeah, all I saw was Jamaica Avenue, and I'm like, it's Queens.
Turn around.
I'm like, turn around.
We went too far.
Yeah, you went the wrong way.
Lock your doors.
Yeah. Turn around.
Yeah. I was like, Rocket lives in Queens. And then Karen didn't know.
Yeah, I'm only a stone's throw away, though.
Yeah. And, like, literally, Rocket could, like, walk out of his house and, like you know, hock a loogie and hit Queens. Yeah.
Right.
Which would probably hock it back.
But, yeah, my favorite little place. Croxley's.
Croxley's. Where is it located? It's a little plug, Rocket.
Yeah. Croxley Ale House in New Hyde Park. There's actually four of them. There's one in New Hyde Park,
mm-hmm.
one in Rockville Center, both in Nassau County on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Third one's in New York City. And the fourth one, London.
There you go.
So there you
London.
Go.
London?
Yeah.
That place has a branch in London?
Yeah, well, that's where it originated, actually.
Dude, the place was awesome. Yeah. You know, hot waitresses, 75 beers on tap.
Yep. Good food. I mean, they wouldn't have it, but, you know, excellent food there.
Definitely our type of bar, not like the bar we went to in the previous week where it was a bunch of Italians and it was packed wall.
No, this was cool.
Yeah, this you had my space kind of to roam.
I kept staring at that one waitress's butt.
Yeah,
dude, I was staring at them all.
Yeah, the bartender.
I love the
nice
bartender.
Ass, man. Holy Christ.
And she had cans, too.
Oh, yeah.
The waitress cans.
Well done. Yeah.
That's why they love going there.
I was
going
to order stuff.
A batch on her chin, maybe.
I was going to order stuff, but I wouldn't have ate it. So.
Ronnie Beans was the one in the room, too,
yeah.
that night, if you didn't notice.
Just doing my thing.
He was.
Everyone's like, crying around stories. Ronnie, listen to the story.
Yeah.
I was doing my thing.
Well, just sitting there drinking in a circle, you know, having a little small talk, and Ron's like, I got a story.
Yeah.
Everybody surrounds Ron. It's Ron's storytelling time.
That's right.
It was a great story, dude. I don't know if you can redo the magic that was that night.
Right.
But the story about you, just the visual. You were like on a highway. You were hammered.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to puke, so you let your buddy pull over.
Right, yeah.
And the image of your body like half in the car and your face on the street.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I had to puke, and it was a two-door car.
Yeah.
So they pulled over. It was my 21st birthday. They pulled over. The guy in the front seat, the passenger seat, jumped out of the car, and I got the seat forward just enough for me to basically fall out of the back seat. So, like, my legs were still in the car, but I landed face first on the highway. And then just proceeded to just kind of like throw up everywhere. And then the cops came.
Yeah. And they're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, the cops came and they're like, what's going on? And my buddies are like, well, it's his 21st birthday and I'm just throwing up. Now, of course, I don't remember any of this. This is told to me by the friends. Right. And the cop said, well, listen, you know, make sure he gets home okay. And even if he was doing something illegal, he's not getting in our car.
Yeah.
Because I was a mess. And then we went back. My friends, being the great people that they are, instead of taking me home, they went to another bar and left me in the car. In which case, Fat Kev showed up.
Oh, my brother.
Yep, Fat Kev shows up and proceeds to poke me like with a pool cue for like, you know, like a half an hour.
Ronnie Beans.
Yeah, he's going, Beans.
Poke.
Poke. Beans. Poke. You know, and that's... And he's like, what's up, dude? You're 21. Poke. And I'm like just gurgling at this point in time. And I woke up the next day and I had like cuts on the side of my face from where I face planted in the street. Oh. And it was bad.
And then you told another story about how you were outside of a bar. A lot of drinking stories.
Yes.
A lot of drinking stories. Yes. This is when Ron was younger. He went to a bar out in the Hamptons. He got really hammered, had to take a piss.
Right.
Went outside the bar to like a fenced area.
Yeah, chain link fence.
And ended up passing out against the chain link fence.
That's right, with my Jimmy hanging out.
With his hammer hanging out.
Like in the fence.
He was sleeping. He was sleeping, leaning against the chain link fence.
Yeah, I passed out standing up.
The fence was kind of leaning.
Yeah, the fence was holding me up. And it was
and your junk is...
And yeah, my junk was hanging out and everything.
One of the holes.
Yeah. And the bouncer actually came out and kind of got me and then told me I wasn't allowed to come back in.
Of course you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun, man.
And there was actually a third story, if you remember.
I don't know.
The story about my ex-girlfriend's triple D's.
When did this happen? I must have been lost.
Who'd you tell this to?
That was in the same group.
Are you talking to like the mirror or something?
No. Having like her bra would be in like having to be so big it came with a padlock.
Yeah,
you know, like a combination. And the hearing him smack was like, you know, if you know, you knew how good you were doing by
how
quickly they were smacking together.
It was like a rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. That was good.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And a couple of Rockets friends turned out. Yeah. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
Fun time had by all.
And we had A&S bagels, and that was the nightcap.
And
nothing beats ending a night of drinking with
somebody. I tell you what. Which is bizarre, because
I used to do it all the time.
This place, A&S Bagels, first of all, they had all kinds of strange bagels, one of them being a French toast bagel, which I don't know how they did it, but tasted like French toast, and it was awesome.
Magic of A&S.
Yes. I had roast beef, bacon, cheese, mayo, lettuce on a French toast bagel.
I want one right now.
All heated up. So you're thinking to yourself, how the hell could that taste good?
A lot of flavors.
A lot of flavors. And it was unbelievable. It was like there was a party in my mouth and everyone was invited. There was a flavor party in my mouth.
It was a good place to eat, the bagel place.
Oh, it was awesome.
See, I had the same exact thing, but instead I went with the cinnamon raisin bagel. I have all my sandwiches with cinnamon raisin bagels. And I'm like crazy because, you know, I'll get a ham and cheese with on a cinnamon raisin. No. That's like not right, but I love it.
I just basically ran up and down the sidewalk screaming, this is so fucking good.
You were literally yelling at the bagel. This is good.
We're dancing up a storm outside on the sidewalk.
Yes. I was so happy about that sandwich.
He was eating like nibble, 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 dance, 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 nibble, nibble, nibble.
Christmas morning for us.
Shaking his ass.
It was like Christmas morning for me. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've never heard somebody eat something and say, hey, this is fucking good.
It was. It was so fucking good. That's all I can say. A&S Bagels in, I don't know, Nassau County. Franklin Square.
Franklin Square.
There you go.
And I got to tell you what, you too can drink.
Holy
Christ.
I'm a professional.
The night started out with car bombs?
We literally walked in. Ron's like, let's get a Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Yeah. Started off, baby.
Yeah, it was.
So we pounded that. I had like a couple shots of Jaeger. We had a car bomb. We felt like a little appetizer.
That's right.
And, little dude.
Cousin Rob questioned whether I had an esophagus or not. After my chugging ability.
Yeah.
And I think we neglected to mention how Kieran blew it.
I heard a rumor about this, but I wasn't sure.
You were that hammered? You
didn't remember?
Kieran blew it.
Did he?
I don't care.
Can you please?
You gotta bring it up. I blow it every weekend.
Because I heard something. Like
I will set the stage. One of the ladies who came to celebrate Rocket's birthday.
Sure.
Fine young lady.
What was her name, by the way?
Supple, if you will.
Supple, yes.
She was
tender.
Supple. Supple
nice
lips.
Skin. You know,
you blew it with her,
Ashley, right?
Yeah,
Ashley. Right.
Ashley.
I thought it was Allison.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, attractive, doe-eyed, if you will.
Doe-eyed. Okay,
she was like,
is that like doughy?
She was attractive.
Yeah, she is.
Nice girl. You know, good figure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
she's a looker.
She's a looker. Mm-hmm. So everybody kind of was like, "Hey, Karen," you know, nudge, nudge, right. Wink, wink. Yeah. She's single. Well, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So Karen, I guess, decides he's gonna talk to her.
I did not decide anything.
Well, you talked to her. Let's put it that way.
I did, yes.
You know, which is a step for you.
And I felt like a monkey at the zoo.
Right.
Because everybody was watching.
Well,
look at him. He's interacting. He's eating the banana.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because most of the night we're trying to get you to do the monkey boy.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm sitting there and I'm trying. I'm like supervising in a way.
Right.
You know, like listen, overlooking Kieran and Kieran talk to Ashley and trying to like maybe interject anytime I
referee.
Feel it's going foul. Badly, you know?
Yeah.
So she's telling us about how she's originally from upstate New York.
This is funny.
Now, anybody who doesn't live in New York or the tri-state area realizes that if you live in Westchester, New York City, or Long Island, you don't consider upstate New York part of New York. It's a different country. It's a different planet. Yeah, it's just completely separate from anything.
Right.
Buffalo might as well be in British Columbia.
It might as well be. You know,
somewhere could relate.
Right. Anywhere north of Westchester, you might as well be, it might as well be Canada.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. So she was explaining that she's from upstate New York and that bothers her that people don't consider upstate New York to be part of New York.
She said that?
Yes.
Fuck.
And
lose.
So I'm like, I understand that even though I don't, like, she's wrong. It isn't part of New York. But Kieran, on the other hand, who's trying to do the hookup, pretty much tells her, no, it's not part of New York State. What are you kidding? You know, it's upstate. You know, he's like, there's nothing but like mutants and cows up there.
Those people have leprosy.
Yeah, so basically she's telling her that like what she said she couldn't stand. Kieran's like saying, well, you know, you're wrong. That's the way it is. Like, you know, instead of being the sympathetic, you know, that would bother me too.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah.
We need to change things.
Yeah, no.
Let's do it together.
No, Kieran's like, Kieran's like, you know what? You're right. You do suck.
Yeah. You might even have AIDS.
Yeah. So yeah. Let's just say it kind
of. You know,
of
I heard her wrong.
Crashed and
you're
burned.
Horrible.
I heard her wrong because I didn't know she said she was from upstate New York.
Right. Man, and then I was. Fuck. That's when the referee here decided to, you know, forget it. I was like, game's over. And I'm going to go back to drinking.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You idiot.
She even at one point in the night said she would give me my number if I did that monkey boy thing that Ron Lake.
You yeah. idiot!
And he wouldn't do it.
You idiot!
I am a cocksucker.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Kieran does an impersonation of a monkey at a zoo.
Uh-huh.
We call it, or I like to call it, the monkey boy, right? Now, the monkey boy is probably, it's money. You know what I mean? It's money. It is a guaranteed, like, party changer. Like, the party changes after the monkey boy.
Yeah.
Like, if I could do the monkey boy, I would do it, like, every 10 minutes.
It's the only impression I can do.
But it is hilarious. It is totally, totally, like, can't go wrong, can't miss, you know, guaranteed to make people laugh. So I start telling Kieran, do the monkey boy. And then Kieran's, no. And then everybody else starts going in, monkey boy.
We had a monkey boy chant.
Yeah, and then the bar was chanting for the monkey boy, and Kieran would not do it.
And the girl's like batting her eyes like, oh, yes. Kieran.
And it's now we find out.
Special.
Now we find out that she was going to give him her phone number.
She did say that.
If he did the monkey boy. Does he do the monkey boy?
No.
You know when he does the monkey boy?
Outside of Ron.
Outside of the bagel place with me.
Yeah. I'm like, for Ronnie.
Yeah.
That's my special thing for Ronnie.
I don't need to see the monkey boy.
That's your bonding
I've
moment.
Seen the monkey boy.
The monkey boy is something Ron and I share together.
I don't believe it.
You know what? I don't want it. Give it to the girl. Like, you can just give it. I don't need it.
I want to give it to you.
Fucking guy.
I'll never get laid.
So screwed up.
Ugh. The only way I'll get laid is if like vagina starts falling out of the sky, like in the movie Magnolia with the fucking
and it
rock
lands
frogs.
On your dick.
Right.
Honestly, that's pretty much you. Basically, experienced that because there was a bunch of people that knew her, know that she's a good girl, so like you wouldn't have to worry about it being some random person. Mm. You know, it was a nice environment.
Which, of course, you know, satisfies the Kieran requirements of knowing the person.
I poked her on the hip. Is that something?
She must come with references.
Wait a minute. That's his way of showing affection. He poked her on the hip.
I poked her.
He's like, you know, you're nice and everything, but I'm going to need a few references.
Dude, the girl, what's her name?
Preferably from your clergy.
What's her name? Ashley?
Ashley.
Yes.
She was talking to Ron and I about getting a tattoo smack dab, like, on her sternum between her boobs.
Yeah.
That's a horrible place for a tattoo.
I tried to talk her out of that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, so I took my finger and I poked her in the hip. I was like, put it there. But not here.
Listen,
not on the chest.
I don't think this is a complete disaster.
Really?
Because no, he didn't do anything that was like a done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't end it. I didn't put the knockout blow on.
No, it was hard to get.
He didn't call her a prostitute.
I half insulted her.
Yeah. So, like, I think this can be salvaged. You know, given better circumstances.
By the way, I don't do this crap on purpose. It just comes out that way. I'm just an idiot. I can't censor myself.
Why wouldn't you do the monkey boy?
Huh?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that?
Because, you know, it's like that when somebody asks you to do an impression, like if you're like at Thanksgiving and you're like the little kid, hey, Johnny, do that little thing you do, that little dance for the family. You know, you get put on the spot and you don't want to do it. You feel like a schmuck. What if it's not funny? What if I bomb?
Dude.
It was such a buildup.
The monkey boy is money. It is money.
It's like a give.
I would never bring it up if I thought it would bomb. It monkey boy has never ever in the history of the monkey boy bombed. I've seen the monkey boy like 200 times and I laugh every time. And I don't laugh at a lot of shit.
I once did the monkey boy on the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
Went over very well.
Exactly. Dude, it is money. That monkey boy single-handedly is better than anything I can do. I can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do anything that automatically.
It's all about the back contortion. I can contort my spine in a way.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It is single-handedly. It is right up there. It's money. It is. Right. It's money.
Yeah. Right.
And you didn't want to do it. No, you did it in front of the bagel place.
I was also, you know, I was also worried that I haven't done the monkey boy in about 6 months. It might not come over too well. I haven't practiced the monkey boy.
Horrible.
So I ended up trying to show the people what the monkey boy looks like. And it, of course, everybody looks at me like I'm weird because I can't do it.
What's he doing?
I'm like, it's kind of like this. And I don't know. I just look like a retard.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we got to do? I'm going to have to set up like another like hangout night at Croxley's. And
it'll be Monkey Boy night?
No.
You know what I think you should do?
Just to see if this time around, maybe a second try. At least in this time, out of all your times with, you know, or lack thereof with chicks, you'll get a second chance.
Rocket, what I think you should do is I think you should get video of the Monkey Boy. And then show it.
Post it at lookatthisdick.com.
Yeah. I think you should show the Monkey Boy when we go to the bar. And then everybody will laugh, and that'll make Kieran feel better, and then maybe he'll do it live.
I think I'm going to do that, though. We're going to have to set up another night out and have her there.
When faggots try to be funny.com.
Yeah. Seriously, would you like do things differently if you had a second chance with her?
Yes.
But, wait.
Then again, I don't get many second chances. Wait, so I don't know if I've ever been into that.
Can we just hold on one second?
Sure.
You can't, like, it has to be another reason because if, trust me when I say this.
Oh, yeah.
If we do another night and it's basically the whole night is to get Chris and this, Kieran and this guy, girl.
How you doing, Ronnie? How you doing, Ronnie?
Kieran and Chris.
Yeah, in the same room together.
Yeah.
He's going to fold like Superman on laundry day.
Right.
Yeah, dude, if it's like the Kieran's going to hook up night.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't do it for that.
It'll have to be something else.
But couldn't you agree, though, realistically, if she really wanted to give you a number, even if it's just like a group of people just on a regular, not for like a birthday or some special event, that she would still want to exchange phone numbers? Isn't that fair to say that she really wanted to, no matter what the circumstances?
Right.
You know? She knows that, you know, we get to do the show together, so we hang out, we go to bars. It's not like it would be, like, just, like, four of us or something, you know?
I got invited to some event of hers. She does, like, some events or something.
She fucking what? You're an asshole.
I didn't get any invite.
Dude, on a side note, I got a number today from a chick. So, yay me.
Yeah. You gonna call her?
Yeah, I told her I'd call her later this week.
Are you gonna?
Yeah.
You're
she's
gonna
too bad
call?
She's in Florida.
Fucking gay.
And it wasn't like a CD webcam thing. It was on MySpace.
I'm finding out she's on MySpace. We should add her to the radio show MySpace.
And I noticed.
Top 8.
I used to go to high school with her. That's how I know her, everybody. Well, anyway, we got a lot to do on today's show. Not really, but I like to say it at the top of the show to get people interested. Oh, I got to thank all the listeners off the top of the bat, dude. And I don't know if like people have been spamming. I don't know what the listeners have been doing. But I got to say thank you to all the listeners. You know, we don't really pay attention to like this ranking thing on the podcasting sites. Like, we're not trying to be the number one podcast. Right. But last month, our show on vitalpodcast.com was number one by over, like, 200 votes.
It was insane.
It was insane. And Rocket and I, like, took a look at it on the, what was it, like, the last day of the month, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
We have how many votes?
Yeah.
It was like close to 1,000, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're now like number one all like overall with all our votes.
Like back in January.
We rule.
Like back in January, we had like 60.
Right.
And that was like, we peaked out and Rock and I were like, oh, we're going to make it, dude. Fucking, it was a lot.
Believe it or not, we're walking on air.
It's completely, you know, the listeners doing, because we make it a point not to like endorse it or promote it.
No.
That's totally their thing. And it's like really amazing. Like, you know, every day someone's like, oh, don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. And it's nuts. I mean, they're just totally taking on their own. And they even know that we're not like being part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not something we like to, we don't like to go around and be like, hey, listen to our show. It's really good. Listen. No, I don't do that.
Because it sucks, really.
Yeah. Because you're worried that it might suck.
Yeah. Well, that little did kind of sucked.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Your promoting skills are not too good.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You know what I mean? We're just not going to go out there and do that.
No.
I mean, if you find the show and you like it, that's cool. And that's the way it happens. But the listeners have taken amongst themselves to help out the show, which is cool. I want to shout them out for that. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I think it's, what is it, June 12th? And we already have like over 600 votes.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. We might break 1,000 this month. So I want to shout out the listeners for that. All right, everybody?
And a special shout out to the European guys. They're like fucking all hours of the night they're hanging out. These guys are nuts.
Yeah, it's like, isn't it like 3 in the morning over there or something?
It's amazing.
Yeah, if you want to really get into it. Here is Scotsman from Scotland?
I think so.
He left some drunk calls.
Hey, this is Scotsman. I've had I get a few beers and I'm just bored. I'm going to call you all.
Wow.
See. Jane Bulldog. I fucking love Jane Bulldog. She's so cool. She's a whore.
She's
so fucking cool. Yeah, it's just the Yeah, I love you a lot. Yeah. Scotland rocks. Stockholm here.
Scotland rocks?
Because you're so cool. And yeah.
Cool.
You go, what's the hot stuff? What's the hot redheads here? Yeah. Just, we fucking rock.
I can't even understand them. Here's another one.
Scotland, what are you going to do? Hey, fuck Kev. What are you going to do? Hey, boy, John, what are you going to do? Fuck Kev. Way, fuck Kev. What are you going to do? Well, fuck Kev.
Oh, man. So there you go. We actually do have European listeners.
That's amazing. Yeah. These guys are doing drunk calls.
Shouted out Fat Kev.
Yeah. The Scotsman just tried to do a Fat Kev impression.
Think about this. Fucking guy's like in Scotland. You know how, and he knows about Jenny Blowjob and Fat Kev.
That's like a $15 phone call right there, too.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's that international rate to apply. Yeah,
and we couldn't understand him halfway through.
Come on. How's your mom?
I like a cool. Wow.
How's your mom?
Cool. Yeah. How's your mom?
Good. How's your mom?
I love those Geico commercials.
Bob's your uncle.
I love that little Gecko thing.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I like, I don't know why, but it's like, it's got that accent. And
watch
I love
my
him.
Kids?
He's adorable. I love him.
Okay, just to go back on the other little thing, I have confirmation now she is single.
Who, the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Karen.
You gotta do something, Karen. We could set this up. I could set this up. I could take care of you.
I want to tattoo her.
Shut up! No, you can't talk! You can't talk, all right?
Yeah.
Little baby steps,
you,
right?
Yeah, you really don't have a good position to talk. She's,
I don't think you want to have sex with me.
She's 23. Karen, she's 23.
Really?
That is dating age,
that's
people.
That's supple.
That is banging ass.
No, I'm jealous. What?
Karen. Are you sure the whole her being from upstate New York's not going to bother you or something?
The jelly knot bitch is confirming when it gets something happening, so...
The Jelly Knot bitch?
Yeah.
Nice. New listener.
Well, no, it's Club
right. Oh. Or it doesn't bother you that she wore, like, flip-flops to the bar or something like that?
Yeah.
Or that she drinks beer with her left hand instead of her right hand? That's okay with you?
I don't know.
Now, the third party here saying that she can talk to her if you want to try to...
Yes.
Can we get her on?
Oh.
You want to do this?
Yes!
Get her to call!
It doesn't look like Bill Burr is going to call.
Bill Burr!
Get her to call in.
Way to go, Rock. One of the hottest comedians in the country just told him to go F himself.
Too bad. That's how we roll.
That's not how we roll. I like Bill. Bill's a great guy. Even if he doesn't come on the program tonight.
The listeners are suggesting you go see Hitch.
Hitch?
Yes.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to listen to Will Smith tell me how to be suave. Shut up. Come on, dude.
I don't know. Will Smith's got laid in the last decade.
Yeah. Will Smith has got a huge hammer, too, I'm thinking. Bill Burr is going to be playing Caroline's all weekend, everybody, so go check him out. Even if he doesn't come on the program tonight, we love Bill Burr. June 15th through the 18th at Caroline's on Broadway, 212-757-4100 is his number. Go check it out. I hope he calls in. That's why I want to talk to Jenny Blowjob, because she was going to call him for me.
I'm just kidding, Bill. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not listening.
No,
Rock, let's do a break.
Is that thing?
We'll come back, right. Regroup, and figure out what the hell we're doing on the show today.
No.
All right? We also got to talk about Ben Roethlisberger, who's an idiot.
How's your mom?
How's your mom?
How's your mom?
How's your mom, Ben? How's your head, by the way?
How's your teeth?
Yeah. They're scattered all over some street in Pittsburgh right now. Ooh. All right, let's take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is the White Disaster, and I am LunaticRadio.com. Bitches, suck my cock.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish, who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends, and she has, like, low self-esteem.
Right.
Then you go on, and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
It's Lunatic Radio.
I went from HBO to radio on the internet.
.com.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
got it.
All right. Rocket's got the number for the chick.
Are you gonna do stuff tonight?
Dude.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm watching WWE, and there's like a water balloon fight between Stacy Keibler and some other girl.
Is this a Rod Zone tonight?
It's awesome.
No Rod Zones. Damn. Always no Rod Zone. On
dude, it's awesome.
This,
look at him.
This portion of the show brought to you by Super Soakers.
Oh, my God. Look at her. You can see her. That's
all right. We're watching it. Raw.
See it.
What is this, Ron?
See her ass.
What are we watching?
Oh, Raw. See us. Monday Night Raw.
And there's chicks getting naked.
Yeah, they're wearing nothing, and they're like putting water. They're spilling water on. Oh,
you got water.
Wet t-shirt.
This is so horrible.
Oh,
this is actually a water balloon match.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the program live, turn on USA Network.
Vince McMahon kinda always hot. Thinking.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Ooh, the blonde won. The brunette lost.
Stacy Keibler won. Oh, I'm sorry, not Stacy Keibler, Tori Wilson.
Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
Yo, and half her ass is hanging out. That's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love hot chicks.
I love this.
All right, so there you go. Wow, you can see it through her boobs. They're both wearing white, and they've been throwing water at each other for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great stuff.
I wouldn't even need to have sex. Just looking at them, I could drop a load on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't need.
I wouldn't need vaginal insertion.
I can't even form sentences right now.
Yeah, it's like stop.
I'm just going.
There's things happening.
Wow.
Where do you think?
Wow.
Oh, I know.
All right, so you want to try this here?
So there we go.
That's awesome.
What do you want to do?
There we go. What are we trying to do? We're trying to call this chick that I met on over the weekend and I blew it with.
Yeah. Leave her a voicemail and be nice.
All right. Go ahead.
Don't be a dick.
What's her name, by the way?
Ashley.
Ashley. Oh, you're lying.
Yeah, stop trying to be a dick on purpose.
All right.
It's dialing.
What if she answers?
My dick.
Good, then we'll talk to her.
It's my dick on purpose.
Do we let Kieran talk?
Yeah, Kieran will talk.
Is it dialing?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it calling,
are we up? Or do we be quiet or do we fill in?
Calling Ashley.
Well, he'll talk first.
A girl I blew it with over the weekend. She's a very attractive young lady.
But...
I'm actually nervous.
You are?
Nervous for who? Me?
No.
You're nervous that we're calling a girl?
No, I'm nervous because I had White Castle earlier today.
And you might explode.
Feeling a little gassy.
Is my thing up? Is my...
Yeah, it is, dude. Okay, the phones aren't working tonight? Why did I just hear myself? What is going on?
What's going on?
Why do you hear it?
All right, something's not right there. I don't know. Figure that out. Sure. Yeah, maybe that's why Bill Burr couldn't call in, dude.
No, we just tried it, remember?
Yeah, we just called it. It was fine.
Yeah, that's weird. The phones aren't working tonight, everybody.
No, they are. Stop it. Stop saying things just to say things.
Well, I'm thinking we can't make a phone call. Things are not working.
No.
Yes.
Well, let me try it again.
Is there a speaker turned up or something?
Are you plugged in over there, dude?
Where?
Like on the side, is everything plugged in?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Gotta love the internet, people.
That's too bad.
This is what most podcasting shows.
We wouldn't have a show.
That's right.
So filler.
I am filling it with crickets.
By the way, I today got $100 worth of DVDs.
Right.
So I've basically been watching porn all day.
Ron ordered $100. How many DVDs is that?
Five
wow.
DVDs.
They're expensive.
Yes. So I spent pretty much five hours before I came here watching nothing but porn.
Mm.
You know, what was the good stuff? What was the not good stuff? You know.
Actually, you're kind of the only guy I know other than the old Nicky DeBone.
Yeah.
Nicky DeBone used to buy porn.
Yeah.
But you're the only guy I know nowadays that buys porn.
I like having it at my disposal.
Yeah. Well, you like the new stuff.
Yes.
I like
the new stuff.
You didn't know what's going on in the old porn scene, you know?
Yeah.
The updated stuff.
Well, you know what it is? I like, you know, it's easier to get, like, whatever I want to watch than find it on the internet.
Yes.
Plus, then, like, you get all spammed and everything.
Yeah, you get spammed, you get the viruses.
Plus, I don't have a computer in my bedroom, and I'm like, you know, I like the privacy of my bedroom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we're trying to call this girl. Vox was going to do a little thing for Bill Burr tonight, because apparently Vox is forced to be a big Bill Burr fan this week. I forced her to be a big Bill Burr fan.
Nice.
And she was going to do a little something for Bill Burr.
Mm.
So maybe we'll have Bill Burr on the show or not. We did contact Jenny, our booking girl, and she's working on some other things. So it'll probably not happen. That's what I'm thinking.
You ever not want to interview anybody?
Out of all the people we've had on the program?
No, I just mean some weeks don't feel like doing any interviews.
Yes.
Like this week, I don't feel like doing any interviews.
Yeah, but Bill Burr's different. He's a funny guy.
I understand. I don't feel like it.
Yeah. It's always, the interview thing is always weird, especially over the phone, because you don't know the person off the bat, and you don't know how they are.
Well, some of them are hit and miss. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not good.
Like in a couple weeks, we have this guy, Jesse Blaze, on the program. And Jesse Blaze is the son of Dee Schneider.
Yes.
Remember the guy from Twisted Sister?
Yes, I do, because it's the price you got to pay. And the games we're going to play.
Jesse Blaze has a band called Baptized by Fire. Now, Jesse sent us a CD of all the music and bios and write-ups on of everybody in the band.
Wow.
And
now, are we talking to the band or just him?
Well, it's kind of funny because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys in the band. All the other guys, all four of the other guys in the band got like 3-sentence write-ups.
Really?
Jesse Blaze is almost a half a page.
Wow. So I guess we see whose band that is.
Yeah, and he...
What's the name of the band again?
Baptized by Fire.
So it's going to be Baptized by Fire featuring Jesse Blaze, son of Dee Schneider.
Right, pretty much. And Jesse in his bio just lists everything that he's ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
Pooped at 3.
Yeah, like that he was a VJ on MTV and Fuse. He hosted shows on VH1, HBO, and the Discovery Channel. He was a DJ for Long Island's 98.5 The Bone and the world famous WLIR, which is another radio station here in the Northeast. He was a music consultant for acclaimed TVT Records.
Who?
This is Jesse Blades, man. The kid's like 23. He's done everything.
No, I know who it is, but what the hell was that last thing that he did? TVT?
Yeah, TVT Records.
Wait, I actually heard of them. There's no way.
Let's see. He's an aspiring comic book writer who has been getting pretty much chummy with the guys at Marvel Comics. And not to boot, aside from all the music and entertainment things he's done, he writes this in his bio for his band, everybody. He's a semi-pro football player who's really good. Not only does he write in his bio that he's a semi-pro football player, but he's really good in the league, too. Like, he's one of the best players.
Okay.
So we're going to have fun with Jesse Blaze.
What a rock star. And you were talking about me. I'm with Bill Burr. You're just, like, trashing this guy.
Well, no, it's Jesse. I'm sure he can laugh at himself, I hope. But Jesse, you did send me your bio, dude. And you gave yourself a half a page, and all the rest of the band members got 3 sentences. Hey, this is Ted, and he plays bass.
That's like if Kieran ever wrote our bios.
No, look at the bios on the website, dick.
We wrote those.
I wrote
my bio.
Kieran, I would never write the bios because I can't write.
Yeah. They do things. I like potatoes.
Run the bunny dude.
Yeah. Die do go.
Yeah.
LOL.
If I wrote the bios, they would start out, dude, yeah. Check this out.
Dude, sir.
Brian Biggs is on the show and he's dude, he's really good, dude. Yeah, dude.
Apparently he's funny.
He's like, the dude bringer of the funny dude.
Dude, seriously. Come on, dude.
Dude, check it out.
Dude.
Those are my write-ups.
My mom says dinner's ready at 5. I'm coming at 7.
Yeah. By the way, this is a new song. It's been actually been on the rap charts for a while, but it's driving me nuts because I'm hearing it every once in a while, and it's completely ridiculous. I'm in love with a stripper. This is, who is this? This is T-Pain. T-Pain, Ronnie Beans, featuring Mike Jones. I'm in love with a stripper. Now, isn't it like a bad, not like a bad thing, but isn't it like a joke if you think a stripper is in love with you or you fall in love with a stripper who's milking you for money?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's like the first thing you learn is that, you know,
yeah.
She's only doing it because you're giving her money and it's her job.
She's only saying you look nice, toolbox,
right.
Because you have money in your pocket that you're supposed to give her.
That's right, because you keep stuffing $20 bills in her G-string.
So if you fall in love with the stripper, you're a fucking tool.
Yeah. You're what they call a mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently the young rappers of today don't understand that strippers are just taking them for their money.
I guess. I don't know, man. I know, like, listen, we've all been there, like, where you're like, wow, you know what, she's awesome and I love her. But then, like, you know, you got to snap out of it.
Yeah, after you leave the bar, you know you're not going to, like, see that girl ever again, or she's going to be calling you or coming up to your hotel room to hob your knob. It's not going to happen.
And especially if you do see her, she's going to shine you, you know?
One of my buddies, Leroy, remember Leroy, one of our buddies? He went to I went to a strip club with him, and he hooked up with, like, a stripper, and was talking to the stripper. She's like, after we left, he was like, yo, that girl's going to come up to our hotel room, dude, and dance for us.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, maybe for, like, $1,000.
We all told him, no, it's not going to happen.
Dude. Yeah.
It's not going to happen. He's like, yeah, dude, it's gonna, man.
Right.
I love that shit.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine do that, too, where he gave the stripper his phone number. And she was like, yeah, I'll call you. We'll do something, right? And I asked him, I said, oh, how much does she want? And he's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I was like, yeah, she's going to call you for nothing.
I can't believe some, like, music producer or some guy, some manager of Mike Jones and T-Pain. Can we get a better name than T-Pain?
Maybe that's his name.
I don't know. I doubt it. Couldn't some, like, manager, producer come by and say, you know, dude, maybe writing a song that I'm in love with a stripper is not a good idea. Even though it might sound good with a nice beat behind it.
I don't know.
It's
maybe,
just not a good
maybe,
idea.
Maybe, I'm not listening to the words, but maybe he's talking about, you know, taking the stripper outside of, you know, pulling her out of the stripper joint, making an honest woman out of her or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in love with a stripper.
Ridiculous. If I don't know, I've been in love with like 1,700 strippers at one point in time.
You didn't write a song about it though, Ronnie B.
No, I pretty much, you know what, I forgot about it when I walked out of the place, or when the next stripper came along.
Do you want to try this one more time?
Yes. I'm in love with the stripper, T-Pain.
Now that you're in the mood, now that you got your swerve going.
By the way, is Mike Jones the rapper who sings about Mike Jones all the time?
I've never heard of Mike Jones.
Doesn't he have like 80 songs about Mike Jones?
Never heard of Mike Jones.
Okay.
And I've never heard of the other dude either.
Well, you would know if you listened to one of his songs, because he's like, hey, it's Mike Jones, and Mike Jones just
Mike
got
Jones
up
Mike Jones in a henna. Ha, Mike Jones.
Mike Jones raps about Mike Jones brushing his teeth. It's weird.
Hey. Who would? You like, got to rap about what you know, right?
Mike Jones is stealing from Fat Kevin.
Oh!
Go ahead, Rock. Right, what do we got going on? We're trying to call that chick again, right?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Let's see if this works.
Password is...
One of the Olsen twins,
Ashley.
Right, Rock?
Yeah, sure. Now, wait. I just tested my...
Here we go. Okay. This is Ashley?
Yeah. You're going... All right. And tell... Set her up.
Quiet.
Not set her up, but...
Set up.
Well, you know, tell her what you did. You know.
Hello? Hi. Did it beep?
No.
It got nothing.
I think she hung up on us. She knows we're calling.
Call duration? How come it's going? Let's try this again. Hold on.
All right. We're going to try calling again.
I think she might know it was you.
Oh.
She doesn't want to be on the radio. That's what I'm thinking.
Slaytron.
Slater.
Calling her again?
Yeah. It's gonna,
okay. There we go.
Watch her yell, stop calling me.
I don't want you.
Shh.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Who's this? God, man, you put me right on the spot.
Hi.
Hi, it's Kieran. Remember me? I met you at the bar the other night.
Uh-huh.
Did I already bomb? I'm on the radio, by the way.
Hello? On the
Do you remember me? Do you want to be on the radio?
Yes, I remember you, but I don't know if I want to be on the radio.
She doesn't want to be on the radio, Rock. We got to hang up on her.
You sure?
You can't put me on a spot like that. It's not fair.
It's not fair,
oh,
see?
Oh, it's not fair.
Can't throw on the air.
Kim said we could call.
Can you get naked?
No, I need some notice. Now what am I going to talk about? No. Everyone can hear me.
Well, no, because we were just discussing before that you know, the little conversation you and Kieran had the other night at the party. By the way, thank you for coming. That was a lot of fun, and I'm glad you came out.
Thank you, Pat. What conversation was that? There were many a conversation.
Specifically the one where, well, he was talking about a tattoo and he started poking you. Do you remember that?
Yes, I wasn't that drunk, I remember.
No, we know you weren't. See, there's Kieran has some, well, we'll call them complications when he's around.
I want a
people of the opposite sex, and he gets very shy and awkward. And
I'm trying to make a bit out of this
and things like that. But
hello.
So we figured we'd give you a ring just to see, just to kind of clear the air. So just in case you thought he was a complete dick, and in reality,
I'm not a
he's
dick.
Not.
Hello.
I had a fabulous time. I didn't. Anyone was a complete dick. You know, I enjoyed having my boobs poked at and talking about them.
What they want to do is they want to find somebody I can have sex with.
You want to find someone you can have sex with?
Other than myself. Ron's getting up and leaving. What's wrong, Ron?
You should call random girls.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just having some fun. I like Allison.
It's Ashley. You know, honestly, Ashley, since we're here, and because he's being a complete toolbox, which I didn't think he was going to do, we'll just lay all the cards out. The guy's going on 8 years plus without sex.
Go ahead, Ron.
And he's miserable.
I'm kidding.
And
I like
and
Ashley.
And he's lonely.
I'm just having some
and we
radio
were, honestly,
fun.
We were trying to help him here. And I was like, all right, we'll try to give him
terribly.
A call. Just try to kind of clear the air kind of thing. Just make sure there's no hard feelings or anything like that. And he goes and tries to pull, like, wacky stunts.
I'm not being wacky. Ashley, I like you, Ashley. I thought she was a very nice lady.
There you go.
Ashley has.
Well, I had a good time.
Ashley's jet-setting all across the country, I think.
Say what?
Aren't you jet-setting across the country or something?
I have been jet-setting across the country, yes.
Yes, she has. See?
Say something nice about New York State, now that you also screwed that up.
I love New York State. The Poconos are fabulous. Is that a New York...
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't even
okay,
know.
Guys. Well, as real as it's been.
Okay. Have fun.
But thank you for calling. Thank
yes.
you.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You just got owned. You're
you
the
don't
worst.
Take this whole penis in your mouth.
That's all I want.
Wow.
Ron left.
Ron, like, awkward alert. Leave.
That was awkward. Ron couldn't take the awkwardness.
In all honesty, I didn't think she was going to pick up because...
I didn't think she was.
Because Kim was trying to call her.
Well, and now the people know how much I'm a train wreck.
You're retarded.
Somebody's holding up a sign in the chat room saying, Kieran, hang yourself.
Yeah. Like, you knew right away. Like, that's when he started talking. He's like, dead in the water.
They both looked at me with bright eyes like, oh, man, this is...
Dude, Rocket, I swear to God, you should have just hung up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the
you
way.
You should have just been, like, wrong number. Yeah.
Jelly just told me something. Now I'll never be able to hang out with her again because now she'll never want to hang out with
Way to go.
Again.
Nah, dude. You
Thanks,
know what?
Karen.
Honestly, I swear to God. Just chalk it up to being a bit or something. And, oh, yeah. I'm not, this
That's
was a radio
West,
bit and
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, Kim, not sort that out, please. Yeah. Please, sort that out.
Fix my mess, please.
Oh, my God.
I'll buy her a bill. I'll buy her a
You
bill.
Had it. Do you realize how you had it?
I didn't have anything. The girl didn't want to be on the radio.
No, you know what? You know what? Let's just pretend like that never happened.
It happened.
Because that.
And I blew it.
God, dude.
Everyone's saying that's the closest thing to a train wreck.
It is close.
He's chiming in. What the fuck?
I feel like Ben Roethlisberger right now.
I had to get up and leave.
That was so awkward.
I had to get up and leave. I couldn't sit here.
No, you didn't.
I couldn't sit here and listen to this.
Ron just got all red for me.
Oh, my God. I did. I'm embarrassed for you. Holy shit.
Wait a minute. There might be a little life to this. Kim's telling me she was just shy.
Oh, she's shy.
So you asked her to get naked.
All
and
right.
You called her Allison.
That was a bit.
No. But you don't have to do a bit here.
I was trying to. I have people listening to the program. No one was listening
Wait,
to the phone
out.
Call.
Karen, the point of the night, you didn't need to make it. In and of itself, it
I'm
was
radio
a bit.
Guy right now.
You're missing the point. In and of
forget
itself
it. Listen,
was a bit.
Listen.
You didn't need to make it
Rocket,
more than
one. Rocket.
Well, sorry, what?
Just go.
Just forget it.
Next thing.
Yeah.
Move on. Because that... I don't even want to talk about that. I don't... I feel like right now like I just caught my parents fucking...
By the way,
like that you know that like that horror that you found, you know the horror that you think of, you know what I'm saying?
He messed up.
By the way, I'm in love with the stripper.
Can we go home? I'd love to just go home.
No, we're just
I have
we're
full
going.
Control.
We're going.
No,
we're pushing on. We're pushing on. I'm gonna forget. Like I'm gonna forget that.
These Forget things that are going to happen, Ron. We're going to have cringe moments on the show.
You know what? No, that's... No, you know what? There's cringe moments, and then there's cringe moments that are like a sneak peek into the window of the life that is Kieran McCann. Yeah.
You know what? I'm noticing Ron doesn't like feeling uncomfortable.
That's what that is. Dude, we should just move on.
See? He's feeling completely uncomfortable.
No, I don't want to... Because I don't want to, bash you in front of, a lot of people.
I get it every freaking show. No, I'm used to it.
No, that's joking. This is, serious. You're...
Seriously? There was no reason to call her Allison. None whatsoever. No,
I was kidding. She knows it. Did you just hear my tone, dude? Did you hear the tone in my voice?
You talk about me with the tone? You always bitch at me. Oh, it's a tone, though, that you use that, it doesn't come across.
It came across. I like Ashley.
If someone's calling, I swear to God, hello. If it's someone I don't want, I'm hanging up.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, dude? It's Rory.
Rory Carford, comedian buddy from North Carolina. Rory was just on TV, right, Rory?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago on Speed Channel.
How'd it go?
We just got the ratings back. 11 people saw it. Nice. So we're pretty excited about that. We're
nice. That's pretty good.
Seriously? Was it 11 people?
I don't know. No, that show gets decent ratings. All it's right. Their NASCAR pre-show. I cannot believe what I just heard, though, man. That was... That was more uncomfortable than when I had to do my Torah reading during my bar mitzvah.
That's good, man. That's what it's supposed to do. A radio show is supposed to spark emotion.
Rory, wasn't it like catching your parents fucking?
It was so awkward and uncomfortable. It just gives you that feeling when you're watching some guy trying to put the moves on a girl or trying to kiss her, and he doesn't have a shot, and you just want to jump in and be like, dude, stop!
Dude, that's great! I love it! Let's call awkward girls all night.
Come on, called her Allison.
Yeah, totally not necessary. You know what's kind of interesting? Josh chimed in on the chat, said you were being radio kryptonite, you were interfering.
Why am I being?
Yeah, dude, that was good. I thought.
No.
But you getting all cringy?
No, Ron doesn't like feeling uncomfortable.
No, because that's how Kieran really is. It's not a bit. That was legit, and he's trying to tell you it's a bit, but it's really not a bit. Yeah, that's Kieran.
That was good radio, though. But that was definitely good radio.
I'm not trying to cringe. I feel bad for the guy. I feel like my dog just got run over.
I'd rather hear about Kieran's sex life for 3 hours than any interview with a porno star or comedian. I find it fascinating.
People like that? Some people like that.
Dude, Kieran talking about his sex life for 3 hours is I don't know.
Which is non-existent,
slow death.
By the way.
It's one sentence over and over.
By the way, Rory, are you playing Caroline's all this weekend?
No, that would be like a working comedian.
Right.
What happened to him? I thought he's calling in.
I don't know. We're trying to get a hold of him. We can actually call him if you want.
You
want
to try? Let's be dicks. You know, since you're being such a dick tonight, why don't you just keep going with the dick thing and call Bill Burr and be like, you fucko?
Let's call.
Why don't you call?
Because, no, Bill's a big-time dude. We'll call him during the break. Just in case he,
No, let's do this
on
air. Let's continue with the cringe effect.
No.
Come on!
Cringe it up.
No, I
Seriously,
can't.
Wait a minute. If you...
Not with Bill Burr.
Why? Give me one reason.
Because he's a big-time comedian.
Why don't you stop being a pussy?
He's not like
you're
Rory.
You're a big-time radio show, right?
Yeah, I am not.
We got Rory Karp.
Exactly. Not K-A-R-P, not Carp.
Rory, Rory, how's the wife looking, by the way?
She's looking all right.
All right.
I'm surprised she hasn't, stabbed you yet.
Who, my wife?
Yeah.
Who cares about my wife? Let's get back to you and your awkwardness.
So you see me trying to spin it around?
Did you hear the beginning of the story when he told her that she was right to think that upstate New York wasn't part of New York?
It's hard to really put it into words. It was so you really should call Bill Burr and keep going with the awkward theme and just kind of throw out some gay innuendo to him or something. I don't know. just keep it going real awkward. Be like, no, we're not on the air right now. I just really, really think you're kind of attractive, but in a heterosexual way. You're just cute. You're just a cute guy.
You want to pinch his cheek?
Right, and then we should ask him about religion,
By the way, Roy, if Vox is still listening to the program, can Vox jump on the webcam? Vox is our model, everybody. Vox had a nice little message for Bill Burr written on her tummy. And can she change it to Rory Karf?
I'm sure she can make some edits.
Because we want to.
Where is Fox on the website? What the hell happened?
What do you mean? She's still there.
She's not on the splash page anymore.
Yeah, she is.
No, yeah, every time you visit, it's somebody different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just because that one time you went, you know, in the past 3 months, Rory.
Well, I didn't like it. Who was it? It was some fat guy with an afro. Is that you?
Dude, that's Afro Man from Iowa.
Yeah, that's for the ladies.
Dude, Afro Man made a jumbo cookie for us and wrote lunaticradio.com on it.
Right, yeah.
It's great.
I'll take Vox's cleavage, please.
Yeah. Yes. That's what we're hoping for.
That's like the face of Lunatic Radio right there. That guy.
Yeah. Let me do this quickly. Big shout out to Dox and Afro Man, two of our listeners from Iowa, dude. They I guess they bake goods or something.
I don't know what they did. Like, maybe they just got the munchies or something. Wait, someone's calling in. Hold on a second. Hold on, Rory. Don't disappear. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Hello. This is Lunatic Radio. Hello.
Hello. This is Vox.
Vox.
Yo.
Yo, I was hearing some commenting on why I'm not on the cam, and the reason I'm not on the cam is because the chat room is broken, and I'm not getting any webcam feed at all from anybody.
Did you leave the room and go back in?
I did, and then I restarted my computer, and nothing's working.
All right, continue to work on it, Vox. We need to see your boobs.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, Vox. But I love Vox.
I love you, too.
That's right. Me and Vox are going to rendezvous.
Oh, why? So you could call like Steve or something?
Vox, we got to let you go. We got Rory Karf on the other line.
Yes, I love Rory. I didn't mean to steal your show, baby.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Vox.
Bye.
Vox is one of our hot listeners. Visitor on MySpace called the Vox Space, I believe. Is Rory back on the phone?
Hold on. I hate this fucking thing.
Rory.
Okay.
Rory.
Yo.
Yeah, what up? That was Vox.
Yeah, I was listening.
Rory, how's the boy?
He's all right. He's been kind of sick lately. He's had a little stomach virus, so
nice.
You know.
So dealing with a lot of fluids, huh?
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't really want to touch him because I don't want to get sick. So you know that goes. And then he got part of his virus. This is kind of gross. Part of his virus is he got pink eye, and I was like, wow. Dad's not going to be kissing that boo-boo. You're on your own. Fend for yourself.
Sorry, son. I'll see you when that clears up.
You just
like,
I've been boning the old lady, though, pretty regular.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good stuff,
She gets absolutely like no pleasure from it whatsoever, so it's just like we're back to usual.
Yeah, cool. Who cares?
Go ahead, get done. You know.
Yeah.
Release the doves quickly, please.
Yeah, tell her if she wants pleasure, she'll have to work that out for herself.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
All right.
I told her, our anniversary's coming up, and I said, it's our four-year wedding anniversary, and I said, I want to get you something that you've never had before. You name it. It's all yours. And she asked for an orgasm. So we'll see what I can do.
What, now, is there like a store that you can go to for that? Or yeah. Some
exactly. Store? I was like, I'll pick you up something. Don't worry. It's going to be black and it's going to be long.
Rory was Googling orgasm.
Yeah.
What is that? I'm going to figure that out.
Yeah, I've never heard of one of those.
I've got to work on this gift.
I take it that's some sort of French food dish or something.
So, Rory, got any gigs coming up or what?
Yeah, I got some gigs coming up. In 2 weeks, not this weekend, but next weekend, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Matthews with the coveted MC spot.
Is that in North Carolina?
North Carolina, then week after that, Tennessee. And then we're running we're doing a big show in July at the downtown Comedy Zone. The Fresh Faces of Comedy.
Ooh.
So we're just looking to finalize that date, but hopefully we can get some of the Carolina crew to come up for that one.
Yeah.
I'll post it on the website.
LKN Jedi, somebody down there?
Anyone?
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Yes.
Big one, so.
All right, Rory. Thanks for calling in and saving the show.
That's my nickname, the Show Saver.
Yes,
that's
right. Maybe you can get that tattooed on you.
Yeah, I would go wake up Lauren and the baby, but I'm not at home. So.
Oh, you're out with the girlfriend.
I'll smack her for you when I see her.
He's out with his gumata.
Yeah, he's out with the girlfriend. Hello. Touchy subject. Move on. All right, Rory.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
See you later, Rory.
I see.
MySpace.com/RoryVision, everybody.
Wow. Really, we're just like flying all over the place. Jenny's like, going ape shit because Bill Burr is like bailing out. She's calling. And it's going right to voicemail on her. So she's like, she's pissed. She literally, quote, fuck Bill Burr.
Oh, don't say that. I like Bill Burr, dude. He's one of my favorite comedians, him and David Tell.
He doesn't like you that much.
Yeah, the MySpace.
Yeah, all right. Maybe the guy's busy. You don't know.
Hey, I'm just quoting the booking agent.
I know. I'm just responding to what she said.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh, okay.
Not you. So let's do a break because I'm running out of time, and we'll come back and we'll figure out what else to do on the show.
Nothing. Let's just hang out. Watch the chat room.
All right. Let's just get Vox naked.
Yeah. Hey, that's a show.
Can we do that?
Sure, why not? It's your show, Kieran.
Vox, get naked, please. All right, back with more right after this.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Hammy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
It's LunaticRadio.com. Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website.
That's the ender. Yep. All right, later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Taryn Thomas, everybody, on the lunaticradio.com.
I love her. I love her.
Yeah, we'll see you when you come on my face.
Okay. Yes, I love her. Let's go. Let's book a flight. I'm there.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back on the lunaticradio.com show, everybody, right after these wacky messages. Go ahead.
Do you have the clips that the kid did of the other
day? Oh, yeah, yeah.
People are saying that it's clipping out the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like how we've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go get my iPod, and that's it.
Okay.
But the clipping of the audio is pissing me off. Oh, and the room froze again. Ray's got to do something.
How many breaks are we on?
This is the third already.
That's Pam. She doing all right?
Has
them boots.
Yeah.
Your boots.
I'm starting to think we're just really bogging down his system.
Yeah.
How many people are in the channel?
28.
Oh my God.
But there's probably more people listening. The iPod.
What they said? Do they still know that? Do they still know we're still on the air?
What? You serious?
It says right there.
Where? Oh shit! We're gonna die. Oh shit! We are. Shut up, don't say a word to Kieran, please.
Wait, I don't remember what the hell we talk about.
And wait, am I playing the audio? What are we talking? Oh, I just said the shit that's wrong.
Somebody can play your Star on the Air.
Oh, fucking idiot.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Trunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Ronnie Beans in the studio. I'm your host, Kim McCann, and Ronka, the CEO.
Yo!
This is Helmet.
I love this fucking band.
Joining us on the line, the lady that's having a really bad day, and she's our booking agent. She's our booking agent, everybody. Her name's Jenny Blowjob. What's up, Jenny?
Love me! I suck pot.
Yeah, Jenny's not having a good day. She's feeling
I'm
bad.
I'm not having a good day. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what's going on with Dover. I called him twice and left voicemails. I MySpaced him. Who knows? Maybe he's shooting pussy in a barrel right now.
He could be shooting pussy in a barrel.
Oh. He could be.
He could be doing could it. Be.
Maybe he's telling some girl that she can achieve her dreams.
Right.
I know. She has low self-esteem.
Some low self-esteem girl on MySpace.
That's what's happening right now. He's getting blown by a low self-esteem girl.
Yeah, so not only does Jenny is having trouble contacting Bill today, but she has a virus, right?
I have a virus.
On her computer.
That's why I'm not in the chat room, because I don't want to infect anybody.
You're right.
It's a Trojan. Isn't that fitting? I have a Trojan.
Oh, you have one of those computer viruses.
Raffle.
So what are you doing now, Jenny? Drinking.
I want to start drinking, actually.
Yes. That's what you should do. Jenny should always be drunk. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, my gosh. It's just sucks because I wanted to talk to people tonight. Like, Star in D.C., I think I got Henry Cho for the show.
Henry Cho. Who's that?
The comedian.
Yeah.
He's a comedian on Comedy Central, and he has a big special coming up in July, and his manager's been emailing me, and I know that Star really wanted him on, and I finally got him, and it's just, it's a crapshoot, you know?
He's an Asian guy?
Yeah, he's an Asian guy. Agents are the worst to work with. Like, I have someone who cannot be named yet's agent blowing smoke up my pussy right now, but hopefully they'll be on next week, but I can't tell you who it is, because I don't want to burst the bubble.
That's right.
They're a no-show.
Right, in case they're a no-show. But you'll be back, right, Jenny, next week? You'll be back if no one shows up, right?
I'm always back. I always want to be on your back, Kieran, with a strap on.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you hear Kieran's little attempt? Oh, I guess you're not in the chat room. You didn't hear Kieran's little attempt at a phone call before, did you?
No.
No, he called a girl, and it was a complete and utter disaster.
What girl?
This girl that we met at a bar this weekend.
Allison, right?
Yes. He called her
I heard that Kieran cock-blocked himself again.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he
he
called her by the wrong name.
Yeah.
Told her that
it's so hot.
Told her that he wanted her to get naked and he was just looking to get laid and
that my friends just want me to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
So in other words, he told her the truth and she wasn't down for it.
Right.
I don't know.
I was being honest.
See, that's because girls like me aren't in New York. I heard that story. I'd probably fuck you.
You're damn right.
It was just a disaster. It was very awkward.
Ronnie even got
so
up
this was
and
during,
left.
Was this during Rocket's birthday? Because Rocket's birthday was a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he met her for Rocket's birthday, and he screwed that part up, too. And then he just called her about 20 minutes ago and just, like, added fuel to the fire.
Yes,
basically.
Did he say, just get off the phone, you fucking creepy guy?
No, I think Rocket just hung up on her. Because it was getting so bad that it was just like, okay, you know, next thing, put it this way, if he had been on the phone any longer, there would have been like an order of protection out or something like that.
The best part about it was that I bombed like right off the bat in the phone call.
Yeah.
Then Rocket tried to make it better, and then I came in with another bomb.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to save it, and you keep burying it further
right.
and further.
Kieran
running out of shit to say to save it.
Kieran calls this girl, right? She answers, and Kieran goes, "Hey, who is this?"
Oh,
and Jenny
my
gets it.
God.
Yeah.
Kieran. Yeah, but see, Karen hasn't had a lot of contact with females at this point. You gotta remember that.
And it shows.
It's been a while since he's known how to say something like, "Hey, whore, fucking suck it," in a nice way.
Yeah.
Jenny today, I was talking to Jenny today and during the afternoon, and she was saying that she approves of the girl on MySpace that has been, chumming back and forth with me, right?
Oh, my God. And he's gonna fuck it up. He won't say shit like, "Hey, let's hang out and go do something." He's going to say something like, "Hey, I haven't been laid in 8 years. Can you fuck me?"
Yeah.
I think Jenny wants to bang the girl that's been talking to me.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous. She's so gorgeous. I can't say her name, but let's say he knew her from high school, and she absolutely, and she likes him. Now, ladies out there in the chat room, I know you're listening. I can't see what you're saying, but all of us know, if we tell a guy our personal email and our cell number and say, "Hey, call me, let's get together," we're interested.
Oh, boy. So we should start taking bets on how Kieran's going to screw this up.
And Kieran's like, "What do you mean she likes me? Are you sure? Could that be a sign? Oh, my God, she gave you your personal email. If I don't like someone, I give them my MySpace email."
This could be like something for the whole summer. Like, this might, like, continue.
Yeah.
This could be a to be continued.
Are you just going to continue to bomb and bomb with the female?
I mean, I don't know why you would, though. This girl is right.
Yeah, no.
She is genuinely interested in you. And not just for a fuck, because I know, Cuddle King, you want more than that.
Cuddle King!
Oh, no.
You lose!
I have enough nicknames, not Cuddle King.
Cuddle King!
I have enough
like
nicknames.
Bed masters.
It's Cuddle King. of the fucking futon humper.
You mean Jimmy McFeelings over here?
Kieran the crybaby. Kieran was Johnny Depp on Crybaby, except Johnny Depp got ass.
Jenny, can we talk about your vagina?
It's beautiful and safe. It's the golden tunnel.
You know, your wickedness is traveling overseas. The people in Europe are starting to find you appealing, Jenny Blowjob.
I know, especially that Irish raver guy and fucking, oh God, and Foss, all of them. Huh?
Jenny is a big hit overseas.
God.
Isn't that weird? Like, right now, somewhere in Europe, people know about you. Isn't that cool?
I just want them to jack to me. They're all Jenny Blowjob, please, God, please. I would love it.
We should have that. You remember, like, back in the day, they used to have the...
If it's in a foreign country, they're all Jenny Blowjob, Allah, please, Allah.
You remember back in the day, Jenny, when Guinness had that big promotion, let's all drink a Guinness at like 4 o'clock across the country, you remember that?
Yeah, I've done that.
We should have Jenny Blowjob Jacking Day, where everybody just jacks the Jenny Blowjob.
Wow.
Let's set up a time and date.
I hope the girls get involved, too. I want all my hot girls, all my lunatics fucking down, too.
That's right. Everybody's going to be masturbating at the same time. I say we set it up.
I'll come on the air. I don't give a fuck. I think I'd be so fucking rad.
We should lose more guests more often.
I know.
Nuts.
Jenny's cold.
That would be
man.
The coolest thing ever, to have a national Jenny Blowjob come day and everybody just fucking jerk off and call the drunks out of the weed bureau. Oh my God. Oh fuck.
Jenny, what's a good time of the day to have the event? What's a good time? What do you
I'll
think?
Do it at my lunch break at work. I don't give a fuck.
Kieran, make sure all the guys are doing it.
Well, not everybody can be jacking at work.
I want to know. I want to hear a thread and everybody talk about it because I fucking masturbated at work.
Somebody start a thread on the lunaticradio.com message board. Let's get this together. Jenny Blowjob Jacking Day.
There you go.
Everybody's going to jack in honor of Jenny Blowjob. Let's get this going on the thread.
Sunday afternoon at like 3 o'clock.
I'm there. I can do it. Sunday. We got to pick Sunday. Yeah, holiest
Kieran,
of days. Let's do
you
it.
You won't even call, though. We can't even hear you because I don't even see you come out loud anymore. I think it's a whisper. You're just like,
Jenny.
It's a little trickle now because your dick's like, I've had that hand so many times, motherfucker. I need some pussy.
Yeah, I go left hand and invert, dude. It's crazy.
Oh,
Jenny, what about people like me who've already jacked to you? What do we do?
Nothing.
You join in.
On my face.
You roll into the joint like, hey, I'm a veteran.
Yeah, I've been here.
Let me
that.
Teach you a few
that's
things.
Only, Ron, that's only because you're so hot, and don't think I don't know you jack at work occasionally in the bathroom.
Shh. That's good. That's like right after I call you.
I know, because you're like, okay, I've got wood. I've got to go now.
Yeah.
I'm all geez.
Well, because, man, Jenny's coming.
Although I know there's other people that you have a crush on that you jack to as well.
Oh.
They know who they are.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Jenny,
hello.
Jenny is, hello. Jenny is the receiver of my, like, midnight drunk text messages.
He is. It is so true. It's so, he sends me shit like, I love you. You're awesome. I'm fucking wasted.
He was writing a book Saturday night. He was like, type it. Next line.
I mean, he's all, I'm a Karen and Rocket, and I'm drunk. I'm all, oh, I love you. No, I love you. No, I really do. I mean it. It's the truth. I'm like, okay. And then you ask me shit like, can I date? Beep. Should I date? Beep. I kind of have a crush. And I go,
beep.
Yeah. I can't say who it is.
That's...
It's a secret. And I'm like,
Her name
Rocket,
rhymes with
I don't
spam.
Work shit out.
Oh, you're funny.
See, the thing is, I get touchy feely when I get drunk. That's
like
just
nice
the way it goes.
I know it's rad. I would so rub your chest.
Nice.
If I was around you or your arm,
right.
You know that whole thing that ravers do where they're all high on
yes.
You. Oh,
yes.
I would so do that. I love that shit.
Nice. So but yeah, like I get touchy feely, and I also get talky. You know, like I want to talk when I'm drunk.
I know. That's so great though, because my time is like freaking. Like midnight, and right. I know it's got to be like 3 year time. I'm all, what the hell is he doing?
Yep.
Hey, but did you hear? Kieran's favorite movie won Best Kiss at the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, Brokeback
or
Mountain.
MTV Movie Awards. It was Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
Kieran's has that on DVD.
Yeah. I know.
In different languages.
I tell you what.
Vote now. He was like, I'm voting for Brokeback Mountain because I wish that was me with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I tell you what. When Heath Ledger spits on his hand and then shoves his hammer in a guy's ass, ultimate jacking scene ever.
Oh,
what?
What
are you doing?
So
what is going on?
You're fucking... I thought there were a lot of things that I could handle, but this fucking somebody's ass and you saying it's hot, oh my God.
I love it, Jenny.
I've never seen that movie, but I don't. I have no idea what Kieran just said.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't think the guys want to be in studio with me tonight.
It's scary.
I have no desire to see that movie.
Yeah, I don't want to see two dudes making out.
I was kidding.
I actually had a couple friend of mine that I fucked one time come over and say, hey, we're going to go see Brokeback Mountain. You want to go? I'm all, no, I don't.
Hey, what's this rumor that you guys are hanging out with when Ronnie Beans goes to Vegas? Jenny Blowjob's going to come down
Sunset
here and hang
Thomas?
Out, right?
Yeah.
Is that a rumor or is that sort of true?
Me, Jenny, and Sunset Thomas.
Hopefully me, Ronnie and Sunset are going to get down.
Uh-huh.
What, three-way?
What I'll do, too, is I'll turn the cell phone on and leave it open under the bed.
Nice. What?
So you can hear me say shit like, Ron, fuck her from behind.
Ron. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to jump off the building because it's only going to go downhill after that.
His life is over after that.
Yep. I'll have to like bust out the camera because I'm going to need visual proof of this going on because nobody will believe me.
Yeah,
he'll write in lipstick backwards, mirror image. I'm sorry. In lipstick, and Ronald will put all this lipstick on, and me and Sunset will wake up and be like, "What the hell? Did you hear that?
You hear that splat?"
Yeah. We'll look out and I'll be all, he killed himself. He was right. It did all go downhill from here.
I mean, come on. What else would I do? I mean, Jesus Christ. Sunset Thomas and Jenny Blowjob? Wah.
I tell you this, Ron. This is an old reference and no one's going to get it, but you're not going to be sitting in a hotel room for a client crying.
No. I flew it. Oh, I got it.
Remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah.
No.
Is Junior coming on?
Junior's one of the co-hosts. People have been asking who Junior is. Junior was on the show when the show began, and he hosted the show with me for about 4 months at one period of time, and Rocket wasn't a full-timer.
Right, I was occasional.
Yeah, and Junior stepped in. We're trying to get Junior back on, but it's hard to get a hold of him. Yeah. The guy's off doing stuff.
Okay, but I don't know, did anyone look on the board earlier, or the site? Who is the big guy flipping off everybody?
That is Afro Man. He's our new buddy, Afro Man. We like Afro Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's a Midwest crewer.
I don't want to see him ever again, though.
Oh,
I just want to see
it.
The haughty slut.
He is the man,
he's
dude.
Cool.
He bakes goods.
He baked us a big, huge cookie.
He's got a giant fro.
Like the size of a Cadillac tire.
Yeah.
I know. If I want a cookie, I'll go to fucking a cookie place.
How about maybe his cookies are better than the cookie place?
If I want titties and bags,
I can't think of a reference.
Yeah.
Well, what you do, Jenny, you just hit like refresh and somebody else will pop up.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
I can't handle that. I thought at first it was, oh, fuck it. I don't care about him anymore. Crazy clown. And it scared me.
Hi, guys. It's crazy.
Don't even say, I can't even go to the circus now because that motherfucker
I'm
ruined
at
my
a strip
life.
Club. Hi, Kieran. My name got like 8 syllables all of a sudden.
Kieran.
I'm at a strip
Jenny,
club.
I don't know why you're so mad at me. I do. You're fucking weird. That's why.
Hi, Kieran. I'm jacking on your driveway.
Hi, Karen. I model myself after John Wayne Gacy, and I have 10 bodies under my fucking floorboards.
All right. We like
I'm
Crazy
sorry.
Clown. He's a good guy. I like him. He's a good guy.
He's crazy, though.
No, he's not. He's nice. He just
he's
calls
come
himself.
To your house and get you, Karen. That's the
he's
only
a nice guy.
Stop it! Shut up!
I turned her off.
No, you email him at your address
talking.
And go, hey, Karen said to come over and eat chicken fingers with him.
Yeah.
Right? All right, Jenny.
Oh, man.
So, I'm sorry that you've
guys.
Had a bad day, Jenny, but it's not the end of the world.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen, what are you wearing?
I am wearing your vagina.
Such a retard.
He's
I sent it to you in a box.
He's That's wearing right. his I Love Jenny's Vag t-shirt.
And if I fucking...
If you want to know, I had sex with the box that your vagina was in.
I'm so making you a t-shirt. I Love Jenny Blowjobs badge. I swear to God I am, and you better wear it every day, including to your mom's house.
Yes. That's right. All right. Whatever.
His mom would be happy to hear that he's getting some.
His mom would be like, she's still talking? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. We got to let you go because we got other things to do on the show.
Like what?
Nothing.
Yeah. Hey,
you got nothing. Once I get off the line, you know what's going to happen? The three fucking idiots are going to sit there for a minute and go, that's Jenny. Hee hee hee. Talk about it for a minute and then you're going to have nothing. You go right ahead. I'll get off the phone and you see what happens.
Jenny. Jenny.
Ronnie.
I'll be in touch in the next couple of weeks so we could set up some Vegas stuff.
Look at this guy.
Only if you promise to use your pimp hand strong.
Don't worry.
He's the juggernaut, bitch.
My pimp hand's ready to do some work.
Woo! Rock on, daddy!
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
Rocket, I still love you, even though you're a jack.
And I love you, whore.
I know, pimpy. Okay, and bye little Kieran.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye, King Cuddler.
King Cuddler.
Are you talking to me? That's right. Hi.
Steve Spooner.
Bye.
Yes, Steve Spooner. Bye.
Jenny Blowjob rules, right?
I rule.
You
I
do rule.
Rule, bitch.
You're cooler than we
wait.
Are.
You know what? Wait. Before I go, I need to tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
Gonna okay? hang up.
Yeah,
gonna hang
ready?
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great.
All right.
I thought you hung up.
Oh, you hang up on her?
I thought she pulled the thing.
By the way, that's brought to you by Opie and Anthony on XM2.
What happened there?
You know when we labeled the shows every week?
Yeah.
Can we just label it Kieran is a retard? Because you've been nothing but you've said the weirdest, most horrible things
I'm
tonight.
Just trying to dig for
you're
going
to listen to this show late and be like, can we just do it over? Can I get a mulligan on the show?
I think I'm doing good. I'm hitting.
Replace all divots.
I'm putting from the rough today.
Steve Spooner.
It's okay.
I like the King Cuddler part. Because that is you. You are King Cuddler.
I like the cuddle, Ronnie Beans.
You're Joey McFeelings.
Better watch out. I might want to cuddle with you one day.
No, listen. You want to cuddle with something soft and supple. I am hard and something else. Soft and supple does not apply to Ronnie Beans.
All right. Let's take a break and come back, Rock, with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is Kill Daughter from Bumfuck Nowhere, Wisconsin, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Hello, Ted Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to LunaticRadio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
LunaticRadio.com.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up? Rob Zombie, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show.
Episode 272.
Yeah.
272.
Yeah. I remember back in 2000, Rock.
2000?
Yeah.
Before my
first started the show.
This is actually Lunatic Radio version 7.
Seven.
There's been seven, believe it or not, there's been seven different incarnations of Lunatic Radio.
Yes.
This is like 7.28.
Yeah.
We can quickly go through them. I started out the show with a guy named Doug Jones. He was my co-host.
Right.
And I did the show with him and this guy called E-Rock, which was Doug's brother-in-law.
No okay. shit. Wait a minute. Guy named E-Rock.
E-Rock.
That's
swear to God.
Funny.
Yeah. Way before the big show, I had a guy named E-Rock.
Yeah.
Well, we had a guy named E-Rock. We did a show with him. Then I believe, Nicky DeBone came into the mix
right.
and he
so
did the show.
That's two.
And then it was Nicky DeBone, Ronnie, Doug, and me.
Right, that's three.
And it was
three.
One episode with all five of us, which was like insane.
Right.
And then I had three or four months with just me and Junior.
Well, no. All right. That's three. Yeah, me, all four of us. Me, Kieran, Doug, and Nikki was version three.
Yes. Yeah.
Version four was Nikki moved.
Right.
And then it was me, you, and Doug.
Right.
Right. Version five was you and
Doug, actually. That would be one, too.
Right. Well, you and Doug and you and Junior. Basically.
Right. Well, you can also include the one where it was all five of us and where I was. Right.
No, but that wasn't like every week.
It wasn't a long period of time.
Yeah. So basically, it was you and Doug and then you and Junior. So that's version five.
Yeah.
Right. Version six was me, Kieran, and Junior.
Yep.
Right. And now, right now, version seven, me, Rocket, and Kieran.
Yeah. Wow.
Version seven of Lunatic
Finally
Radio.
Got it right.
Yeah. It only took seven tries.
Yeah.
Now, I told Kieran this afternoon. I was just like kind of fucking around and just to, you know, taking like guesstimates. Mm-hmm. So I figured, you know, if Kieran has always since he started this, did a show a week. Mm-hmm. Right. But I took away some weeks. So I figured about 45 weeks out of the year, he does a show.
Mm-hmm.
He's up to around 270 shows.
Wow.
Really?
70.
We're getting like a lot of shows.
A lot of nothing.
Yeah. Whole lot of
you know, and I did some other math. If you were to do show after show after show, now give or take, because you know you used to do it less hours, so I kind of took it like an average.
Yeah.
If you were to do it all your shows together, you've done over 22 days of show. It's about 22 and a half days. In other words, do 22 days
consecutively. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how much show you've done.
Wow. I didn't realize
you're closing in on a month.
Yes,
and you know what? Out of those, if you take like out of those 22 days, you probably have like maybe like
10 minutes,
7 hours of material.
Stop giving it. Like
well,
10
listen,
minutes.
Versions like 1 through 4, blue. There wasn't a lot going on. You know, the shows were like 1 hour and 10 minutes long.
Doug looking at porn most.
Yeah,
of them.
It was like Doug's effing news for 45 minutes of that. You know, and just it wasn't very good.
People are screaming about like having old shows uploaded to the website. And
you're not missing anything.
There is like nothing even listenable for like 3 years.
But I'm gonna put it up. I'm bringing some home tonight. I'm just gonna take some. I'm going to the closet.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take some random shows home with me.
Take some 2003 stuff.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
That'd be good.
Well, yeah. I like the shows back then were basically just like four people talking at once.
Yeah.
Well,
with music playing in the background.
We've laid it down to the people. These shows suck, but they want to hear it.
Yeah,
you know, I've dropped some already in the archives.
Yeah,
all right.
You
like
can
it.
See how far we've come.
Well, or lack thereof.
Yeah, or how far we've
not gone.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been around since the beginning. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Before the beginning.
Before most of these people.
Before iTunes.
Before. Yeah. By the way, before almost live365.com.
Yeah.
Back
when the website was one page. Like it was just there was no pages. It was just the home screen. And you would just say it would say listen.
Yeah. Before MP3s. Yeah.
When Kieran had money.
Yeah.
When I had money.
Yeah.
I actually to go back, I was thinking of this today. The website was one page, one button.
Yeah.
And I used to upload the show to the page as an RM file.
Right.
A real media file.
Yeah.
Does that even exist anymore?
It doesn't even use real. But you were also saying there were like some 200 megabytes because there's no like compression.
And now you can condense the shows down to like 20 megabytes or something like that. The most you could condense it down with the real media thing was 200 megabytes. So like only like 10 people could hear the show.
Yeah.
And if like 11 heard, I'd be paying like $800.
Right, yeah.
You know
11.
It's also a weird fact. When you first started the show, you were only sexless for only 2 years.
That's right.
That's so weird.
That's right.
He was like,
he was like he was a newbie in the sexless department.
I was an eager beaver.
How about back then? Back then, the show started, right? The first 10 minutes of the show was Kieran reading like emails, which were like two, you know? And then,
me and
like,
Connie.
Yeah. And then basically, we had like 20 minutes of just like inane banter.
Right.
Then we went to break. Then we came back and then we got 45 minutes of effing news.
Right.
And then the show was over.
And not because there was a lot of news, because Doug just took forever.
Yeah. Like right now, one of our regular segments sometimes is as long as the whole show was.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
We did like almost an hour. We almost did like 45 minutes straight. That was like one of our old shows right
there. Yeah, that was like the entire show. And the whole time, Kieran would be like, let's go,
keep going.
You know? And we had like 10-minute breaks.
Like, we had one 10-minute break. So out of an hour that we were on, like, 15 of those minutes was the intro, which was, like, 5 minutes long, and the 10-minute break in the middle.
I remember sometimes you'd be like, oh, do I have to get up? Because it was so long, the breaks.
Here's another little fun fact. I don't know if it's the same for you two. Probably not you, because you're in a band. But the first time I ever spoke into a microphone, I was doing my first radio show. So I didn't know what my voice sounded like. You know what I mean? So it was really bizarre. Right. I don't know. Was that the same for you? No, obviously not. You did college radio.
I did
right?
college radio, yeah. So I was used to the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I kind of like enjoy listening to some of those shows in the old archives. It's like, wow, man.
Yeah.
You know, because it's weird. I don't know what it is. There's something about it that kind of intrigues me, hearing it. Like, it's been so... Because I was there, you know, I was like a listener, or I kind of was just an occasional...
It's fun for us to remember, like, what mindset we had back then, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're talking, obviously, we talk about Jag, we've been doing it for 7 years or 6 years. But, you know, like, the other crap, you know, like, the news stories that we did, that's fun.
Yeah, and, I mean, some of the stuff was good. I mean, you know... You know, what I think about, whenever I think about back then, was the pro football player starter kit. You know, like, that came with, like, you know, with the Coke binge and everything. Remember that bit where it was, like, how to go on a Coke bender if you're a pro football player? And came with a kiddie pool to hide under.
The kiddie pool thing.
Yeah, the kiddie pool. You know? Yeah. And
I'm sorry.
But that's
We used to do these, like, OJ phone calls because OJ was the big discussion back then.
Oh, yeah, you used the megaphone.
Yeah, the OJ. That was the bit. We'd go to OJ all the time.
We'd always, like, fake, like, we were pranking OJ.
Yeah.
And OJ would get on the phone with us and be like, it's OJ. I killed him. No, I didn't.
Yeah, right. And always, he'd always get mixed up whether he killed him or didn't kill him.
The whole point of a phone call was him to slip up saying he killed the bitch.
Or we would prank OJ and saying we were from Ginsu Knives.
Right.
I love the one where Nikki ate those... vaginal like
cleansers. I still have those.
Oh yeah, the vagina fresheners.
Yeah, and he's like, tastes like baby powder.
Yeah,
it was pretty much like a breath mint for a girl's vagina. Yeah.
That was and that was one of the good jokes. He said like it tastes like baby powder, and I think Rocket was like, Nikki ate a baby.
Look at that! It had a joke.
Yeah, like literally, because Rocket used to sit next to me when we did the five of us, and like Rocket turned to me and he goes, "Baby powder? Nikki's eating a baby? How would he know what baby powder tasted like?"
When I was just a little fawn on the show.
Did he eat a baby?
Not sure what to say.
Fun to remember back in the day.
Yes, man. You know? That's what we need to do more for the old archives.
Started this show from the ground up.
But I just, you know, the differences. I think. I mean, back then, we would do a show, and, like, the next week we'd get, like, one email from somebody.
Yeah.
And now, like, you know, it's gotten, like, so much bigger than that now.
It's come a long way.
And we used
to
be happy to get that one email. We'd be like, we've got an email. Yeah. Somebody emailed us.
We used to fake that, like, syndication was getting a new listener.
Yeah, that's right.
That was our syndication.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, like, I'm just looking on the chat. This guy, The Rogue, is like, I love Lunatic Radio, but 3 hours a week is not enough. Which is crazy.
I know. You know. People didn't want to listen to us for 5 minutes.
They want more than 3 hours.
Yeah. Half the guys on the show were like, dude, I got to go home. I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember we used to start the show at 8, and by 9 o'clock, I'd be on my way home.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, done. Well, you know, see you guys next week. Yeah. We used to go, we'd go get something to eat or something like that, and it was done. That show was over. I remember the big time that we actually did more than an hour was when we had Substrike in studio.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And we did 3 segments.
Yeah.
And Kieran was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to put it on 2 CDs. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And that, you know.
And then I started like thinking, holy crap, well, we're really good because I got to do 2 CDs of recordings.
Yeah. And he was, and so instead of telling everybody to rush all the time, you told him, we were like, no, let's keep this going because we got like an hour and a half to fill.
Right.
So, come on, we'll keep this going. You know, we'll draw it out. It's not easy filling an hour and a half. I'm telling you, it's not easy.
That's what I said. I remember saying to Doug Jones before our first show, I was like, dude, 20 minutes on radio is like an eternity.
Yeah.
And now it's really like...
I can do 20 minutes on like fart jokes.
Now you're cutting us off. Yeah. Like, you know, we got like shit to say. Oh, we got a break.
Yeah. Plus, like, I just remember being like all nervous and then... only having like 5 people listen.
Wait a minute, you were nervous?
When I first started, I was nervous, man. But like 5 people would listen. And I'm like, why am I getting nervous over 5 people? Yeah. And now with like, you know, a shitload more than 5, like at least 12.
Like 12, 13, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm not nervous at all.
We got at least, 7 or 8 in the chat room? That's
actually, 28. We were up to 31 just before this.
And like every week, Kieran would upload the show and about like... 3 or 4 days after you uploaded the show, I would call him and be like, Kieran, we get any emails? And Kieran would be like, yeah, we got one. I'd be like, did they say I was funny? did they say anything about me?
Yeah, dude.
There's people watching us right now. This is so weird. Yeah.
Is Doug still alive?
Yeah, no. It's fun. I mean, I think the thing that's cool about it is that the people that are listening to us, I mean, you know, who knows? And more likely than not, the show's never going to go anywhere.
Don't talk
but
like
the
that.
But the people that listen now, you know, they're part of the beginnings of the show, which is cool.
They're our family.
The thing I like about our show, too, is it's like it's not us talking to the listeners. They talk back to us. Yeah. And it's like a big, like, you know, we're all trying to be funny together.
They tell us off, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's funny, though. You know what I mean?
It's great.
It's like a little community of people trying to have fun.
LOL.
That's all it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And there's like new people here like that I've never seen before. Like, who's this Chino character? And this Incubus fellow.
It looks like David Bowie.
By the way, this is
really
something
short.
This is something that we never talk about, but like about, I don't know how many months ago this was, like 5 months ago, one of our listeners there in Florida, John from Orlando, he set up an XM radio petition thing.
Sure.
That we hardly ever talk about. But I went on it the other day just to see how many votes we got, mm-hmm. and we got 79, which is great. I'm happy. I'm happy that 79 people out there think we should be on
regular
radio.
It's not like
radio.
The same people like changing their email addresses
Not. But I was going through it, and I actually was reading some of the comments that people left and stuff, and it's really neat. I mean, like, you want me to just start reading off names and things they wrote?
Sure.
This guy, Rory Priest, said, I fully believe that this show will be signed. Eric Sanderson said, this is the best show ever. Scotsman said, bring LR.com to XM Radio, then bring XM Radio to Scotland.
That's okay. Good.
Oh, sucks for him.
Yeah. Listen. Well, you can get it online.
Yeah. You can't get XM Radio in Scotland?
No.
You can get it online, I'm sure.
Yeah, online, but you can't get you can't get the receiver.
Clinton J. Burkhardt said these guys rock. Elliot said great show, gotta have it. Dominic something. Better than Stern dude.
Dude.
let's see, Rory Priest, I fully believe this.
Wait, you already said that.
Oh, that's the same one. Oh, yeah. I copied it twice. I suck. All right. Yeah. Who else? Tom Mefridge.
Way to highlight
this. This is a great show. Bert said, stop adding country and R&B and Lunatic.
Ooh.
I just want to show my love to some people that took the time out to...
Can I see that?
Go ahead, Ron. Yeah. There's some long ones in there, and I can't read.
Now, so look, there's 28 people in here. Now, if you're taking the time out to be in the chat room, I hope all of you at least sign the petition.
Yeah.
You know? It's on the board. It's right there at the top of the sticky, as we like to use.
And you know what? Let's not just single it out to XM Radio. There's another satellite radio company out there called Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sure.
And sure, they can employ us, too.
Well, yeah, but it was just started as an XM.
If somebody wants to set up a Sirius Satellite Radio one, that's great.
We'll
go ahead and do it.
We'll print it out and just like white out XM and write Sirius.
Just do it that way. Ron, there's a couple good ones in there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wait, how'd you staple this, like?
Yeah, it's all screwed up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I did it quickly.
It goes from like 1 through 5 to 79.
But I really appreciate when somebody takes the time out to just, you know, say, hey, these guys got a good show. Maybe give them a chance or whatever. Right. You know what
like,
I mean?
And then there's like the listener map that everyone's filling out, which is crazy. That's like filling in.
Yeah. Have we done enough of kissing our own ass today?
No, I don't think
so. Are we
so.
Kissing our own ass?
I'm kissing the listener's ass because they're like so helpful.
You know how like Ron feels uncomfortable sometimes? I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable when we're like talking about us, sort of. I don't know. By the way, I want to send my love out to, not my love, but...
You know. Must be a guy, here it comes.
No, it's another radio show, which is really gay, by the way. I want to send a shout out to these guys, they're called The Animal House. They do another radio show on the internet. But The Animal House is a good show. They do a lot of prank stuff, which is always fun. And they actually are on an FM station out in L.A., which
really?
Is pretty cool. Yeah, I want to send a shout out to Eric Scott.
Why can't we get on a station?
Wait a minute. I didn't vote.
That was me.
So, all right.
I put you in there.
I was like, I'm looking. I'm like, I never voted for this. I thought that was kind of, you know, I can't vote for my own show. I mean, that's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, okay.
Is there any good ones in it?
Yeah. Somebody, Bryant Harley.
Okay.
Says the world is waiting.
The world is waiting.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
for
cool.
Bad radio.
I think, oh.
Well, it's cool. It's like most of that list, what, 80%, 99% of that list is people we don't know.
Yeah. How about the top slacker rule? Top slacker rules.
Yeah, so if you're out there and you want to sign the petition, go ahead. Yeah. Maybe we can get a job one day and everybody can listen.
Yeah. Please participate.
Or how about, this is a neat one.
Ooh.
Lisa Cameron writes, "These guys deserve it. I learned loads from them and I'm highly entertained." What are you learning from the show?
Yeah.
That's scary.
What is that learn? We like boobies.
And it's a chick. You know, what are you learning?
We like boobies. That's all you're learning.
Maybe she just discovered the radio or something.
Oh, look at this thing.
What happened? I don't teach anybody anything. I don't even know anything.
Hey, side note, because I don't know. Pam is looking good with her hair down. I don't know why she didn't wear it down a couple weeks ago, but she looks good with her hair down. I like that. I just want to throw that in.
Punishment.
Sorry.
Punishment.
Sorry.
Punishment.
Sorry.
Inside joke. Inside joke. Inside joke.
Where's the alarm? Inside joke alarm?
Inside joke.
Inside joke. Inside joke.
Thank you.
Yes. Not getter Becker.
Yeah. So what do we do now?
Nothing. Let's just hang out.
By the way, that clip I had that you guys didn't want me to play, don't worry about it. I don't even have it. So there you go.
Wow.
All right.
God, wow, okay.
Apparently, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had a baby over the week.
Oh, are we doing like current events?
No, but I figured I should mention it. It was a big story, and apparently people...
Wait, I have another ball washing here.
Okay.
These guys are the funniest to hit the airwaves since Stern. Get them on. They are odds-on favorites to blow up big.
Wow. Who said that? Give that guy credit.
Ben Robinson.
Ben Robinson.
And of course,
we like him.
But of course, he means blow big means I'll finally get that, you know, White Castle, you know, next to my house that I've always wanted.
There are negative ones out there. I read one on some website one day saying that these guys should be hired by Sirius, not paid for 6 months, and then, like, canned after the company goes under or something.
Right. Just kind of like also a
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Actually, if you, like, all right, this will be the last of the ball washing, but actually, if you look on iTunes, like, all of our reviews on iTunes are, like, 5 stars.
Really?
Like, not one negative one yet. So.
It's weird.
Yeah. Which also, keep dude, downloading from iTunes because we're slipping a little. I'm not
our listeners rule. That's all, that's what it is. They rule.
They do.
All right. We got drunk calls. I have a story about tripping and falling on my ass, too. I have to explain because it's really...
More Kieran is retarded.
But yeah. This is the Kieran is retarded show.
It happened to me last night.
Who is this? Allison? Yeah. Is Allison there?
I can't wait to hear this on
Upstate
playback.
Upstate sucks. Show me your boobs. Want to have sex? I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. Let's have sex. I'm not a stalker in any way, shape, or form.
By the way, let's all be in love with... I'm in love with a stripper. She powering, she rolling, she rolling. She got it, she loads it, remember. Shoot yourself. All right, Rog, let's take a break. We'll all come right back. And we'll discuss more topics. That's how a radio show works. Back right after this.
This is ChemGod 1000. I am lunaticradio.com.
TPSradio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's 2-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Yeah, what up? Why are you winning?
You got some information.
Yeah. Inside.
Ah, wow.
Ronnie won.
Ronnie won.
Ronnie Beans wins.
Ronnie wins. We can't talk about it, but he wins.
Yeah.
Wolf Mother, everybody. LunaticRadio.com. Show back and break emails. Show LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Call Hotline 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666.
So it wants a Ronnie McGriddle.
I'm Kieran. That's Ronnie. And that's Rocket. I know you can't see us, but I'm pointing at Ronnie, who's the big guy. And Rocket, who's the producer.
Yo! And the CEO.
And the CEO.
And also the all-around webmaster guy.
Yeah. I do everything for the show. Kieran just kind of hangs here. Ronnie's the funny guy.
Yes.
Okay. That's how it works.
I'm the guy, I run in 5 minutes before the show starts, sits down, and that's it.
And makes it happen.
That's right. What happens.
Meanwhile, Rocket and Kieran sit here for hours making sure that it sounds good.
Right. Ben Roethlisberger, everybody. Quarterback for the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers. Apparently today was driving his motorcycle.
Without a helmet.
Without a helmet. Breach of contract.
Someone's losing.
Which has been reported. We're not really sure if that's in his contract or not. I haven't heard from anybody if that was actually a stipulation in his contract that he cannot ride motorcycles.
Some of those places have, like, those contracts are usually very specific about what you can or cannot do.
And I gotta imagine
that's one of them.
Because he is the franchise.
Right, and he has no face now. So, there you go.
Yeah, apparently big old Ben there was riding his motorcycle somewhere, and he got hit by a car, or a car hit him. We're not really sure. And he went through a windshield.
Yes.
And broke his jaw, lost all of his teeth.
Yeah.
Probably some other things.
Broke his nose.
Not good, Big Ben. There goes your football career, possibly.
You lose! That was nopes. We're doing another show. Sorry, yeah. Kieran.
Yeah. You're talking Ben Roethlisberger. Me and Rocket are like on a totally separate topic.
We're elsewhere.
Yeah, you guys are trying to hook up all with right. Chicks.
You know what, Kieran, do the show. Me and Ronnie will take care of other things.
Ben Roethlisberger lost himself, everybody.
Yeah.
Could have ruined his career today.
Where's our head at?
Apparently he was conscious as they took him to the hospital. He was talking about the accident, so it might not be too bad. But reported is he lost a lot of his teeth and his jaw's broken.
Why? Why would it steal that?
Yes. Oh, that's the clip. I get to play it. Yes.
What?
I'll get to that later.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Let's go back to nopes.
Hold on. Here's Ben. That's not... who screwed up my... I screwed it up. I screwed up the clip list. God damn it, we're sucking today.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
I stink. That's what's wrong with me.
You shot who into what now?
What is going on?
Apparently Ben Roethlisberger. I had a clip of him, like a wacky Morning Zoo radio clip of a motorcycle, you know, going down the road and him getting plastered by a car, but I guess I don't have it.
No.
I just have the crickets and the motorcycles.
He's probably not going to make it for opening day?
Yes. There it is.
You don't need teeth.
Opening day's a long way from it.
Yeah, you don't need teeth. You know?
Yeah, but you need a jaw to yell out the, play signals, right? Like 43 two counter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45 cock blower. Something like that.
Yeah.
45 cock blower
on
the
Kieran League.
I don't know, dude. It's a long way from now. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
He'll just need like extra special padding around his face.
What do you think the Steelers will do? Because he, he'll breach a contract there. Should be riding.
Yeah, but you don't want to really get into that because he's still your franchise. So,
where was this, by the way? Was it in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
Do we know? We don't know.
I don't know.
So, don't come for us.
I know the Steelers aren't liable though for this. That's the kind of thing where if he's got to retire, they don't have to pay him. I'm sure.
Yeah.
This isn't.
He breached his contract.
Yeah.
It all depends on if the organization is going to be, you know, cool to him and be like, hey, you got us a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah. Right.
We'll give you some money.
I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because you got it. He's the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, as of now, it's not too bad. And girls are showing.
Dude!
There's a guy's ass in there, but I just saw.
Oh, there's a guy's ass!
There's a guy's ass in there.
What the hell?
We have this thing called the chat room.
There's chips on.
God damn it. Rocket, give me an alarm or something.
I'm sorry, hold on.
This just into the lunaticradio.com newsroom, everybody. We have complete and utter chaos in the chat room. I just saw three sets of boobs and some dude's ass.
And we saw McGriddle. Yeah. We saw some nice McGriddle areola.
By the way, Ron, I'm going off on the punishment. I just saw Pam's nipple.
Listen, yes. First of all, guy, no man ass on webcam.
Especially, this is like a newbie guy. You can't do this.
No man ass.
If anyone's going to be allowed to show man ass, it's got to be like the beer wizard because he's been around for so long. Not that we would want it, but I'm saying, you're just like new.
No man ass, please. Listen, I know if the ladies want to see your ass, do something with them where they can see it.
Wait
not
a minute,
us.
Ron. What if though he was doing it for us so that the ladies would show off?
There
he's
it
doing
is.
It
more
again. I know he's just doing it. All right,
now you're doing it. To
now
spiders.
You're just doing it. To
there
do
is
it.
A guy in there just naked now.
Jedi's like you lose.
He's just naked.
That's not right.
By the way, I'm not really. I mean, the guy's ass is on the cam. He looks like he has a G-string tan line. What's up with that?
Way to pay attention.
I know. No man ass. Everybody's holding up signs in the chat room.
Yeah.
No man ass.
Right.
Please.
Isn't there some way to like private video them or something like that?
X him out.
This is what I say. This is how I'm, when I said before that like our show's like a little community of fun stuff.
Yes.
This is the listeners giving back to us.
What, the man ass?
No, not with the man ass.
To me.
Not with the man ass.
Karen.
I'm just saying they're making, you know, fun in the chat room and it's fun for us to watch. You know what I mean?
Well, he fan fell off his couch.
Yeah. I got
to
tell you.
Listen, nobody from David Bowie to Vox to Postal to any of them want to see man ass.
Bowie.
None of them.
David Bowie doesn't even know he's David Bowie right now.
Yeah, David Bowie doesn't know he's
come
David
on.
Bowie. Yeah, who's the guy in captivity? Oh, that's Heat Fan.
He came back.
Dude, if anybody is Ziggy Stardust, it's that guy.
So, if you're out there listening on podcast, I suggest please listen to the show live at least once. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, see? So you have
fun things go
on.
You know
what
I mean?
We're not going to dawdle on it. We just, you know, we just wanted to show, but there is stuff going on, and right now there is legitimate nudity.
Yeah, and I think
and this Vox's ass.
Oh,
Vox is
showing ass.
That's winning.
That's the kind of ass we like.
Now we just need to
holy shit, Vox, you have the greatest ass in the world.
Postal and Pam just need to show stuff again. We're all good.
All right, so yeah, Ben Roethlisberger
has
got
no face
to a motorcycle accident.
He got erased.
This happened to a guy in basketball too, Jason Williams.
Yeah,
he used to play point guard for the
Bulls,
and he also played college ball for Duke.
Yeah.
Right, and he was like a big time recruit, right?
Right,
Ronnie Beans, and he went out and he
broke his leg.
Yeah, and on camera, on a news report from Chicago, he's like he was on his bike. They were doing a news report on him, and he's like, "Yeah, I shouldn't be on this motorcycle right now."
Yeah.
It's a breach of my contract.
Yeah, and then 10 minutes later, he breaks his leg in like 15 places.
Yeah, and now he's like...
He's still not back,
yeah,
I don't think.
He's in some like rookie league somewhere or some place, minor league team, trying to make it back.
Yeah.
So who knows if that's going to happen with Big Ben Roethlisberger, but...
Stay away from the motorcycles.
Yeah, no motorcycles. Dude, you're worth... How much is that guy worth? Yeah. Millions, right?
Millions.
Millions.
He's got
his life set.
Right.
Why take a risk?
Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Dude, he could be in like Miami Beach just banging chicks like it's fucking drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Ride the motorcycle when you're in your 40s,
dude, when you retire. You can have a whole fleet of them and you can drive them off bridges and shit.
Or for the love of God, wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that so hard to wear a helmet? Nobody's going to think you're a pussy by wearing a helmet. People are just going to think you don't want your brains to get scrambled.
Exactly. You want to keep making the millions.
Yeah, don't ride a motorcycle and play in oncoming traffic, dude. You're going to get smacked. Not good.
Not good.
Not good, Ben Roethlisberger.
Dude, banned. Yeah, banned!
Stop!
No, he's fine, dude. Let him do what he wants.
I know. He's doing it.
No, you know what it is?
I just saw his hammer. Okay, that's too far. Dude. You went too far. It's a no cock zone.
There you go. I paused him when
Chino. Is his name Chino?
Yeah, Chino.
No cock.
It's a no cock zone. curse him somewhere who's above you doesn't want to see that.
It wouldn't be, honestly, whatever. If you wanted to do man ass, if there was a way to like separate that from the other cams, like have the girls on one side and the guys on the other side. So, but the problem is I'm looking to see the ladies, and right next to the ladies is man ass.
Well, I solved it. I paused his camera with his face on it. So now you'll never. So you can do it. Do whatever you want, Chino, to get the ladies aroused, because now we can't see it. So we're okay.
Yeah. So, by the way, listen to the live show.
You it's do suck.
Everyone's like, you suck, dick.
My fucking listeners are animals.
But you know what? In all honesty, he's getting the chicks to show some stuff. So kudos to him.
Kudos to him.
He's doing it for the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Ben Roethlisberger.
Chino equals bad.
He's a dumbass.
No. He's cool. He's cool. He's getting the ladies to show off. He's a winner in our book.
I don't think they want to see man ass.
No, they were like giggling. When chicks giggle, they're happy. Oh, wait, is Postal going to do something with a banana? Do a banana trick.
God.
Oh, man, I'm going to hear this tomorrow. You know, you guys really dropped the ball this week. Such a great show last week, and now you're back talking about the chat rooms.
The show sucked from the beginning.
And you know what? Rocket doesn't get what I'm trying to say.
Over and over.
We're doing okay, guys. We're doing
okay. Having fun. God damn it.
So we lost that a little bit today. No Bill Burr, no stuff like that. You know, fun stuff, but whatever. Postal, we press on.
Postal's filleting a banana.
Wow.
Now there's a girl doing the kibasa on a banana. Wow. Kibasa on a banana, Ronnie Beans.
I'm coming over.
All right. I'm going to play that clip that you guys didn't want to play.
Why would I steal that?
Is anyone saying you stole that?
Yeah, there's a girl on our forums named Jess. If you go to our forums, check out the show section and under the after show, there's a girl.
No, I only check out the nude girl photos.
Oh, well, there's a girl or a guy named Jess accusing us of stealing the concept of an after show.
Jess has always been your biggest heckler. Yeah. Always.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, I've been doing the show longer than anybody out there on the internet right now.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
It's true. Lunatic Radio, Nobody Likes Onions, Keith and the Girl. And I'm not trying to brag about that. I never mention it until somebody says I'm stealing from them. I don't have to steal. I've been doing this shit before you guys realized that it was possible to do internet on the radio.
You always did like the same format.
Internet on the radio?
Dude, I was doing internet on the radio when like MP3s were first coming out. Radio and like people didn't know what the shit. Yeah, radio on the internet.
Dial up.
Yeah, like I was doing it when like no one knew what podcasts weren't invented, iPods weren't out yet. I mean,
that must hurt though. It's 3 years and you're,
2001. That's all I'll say.
You take forever to say nothing.
Can we move on?
All right, that guy dug his own hole. I don't even have to like reference. I don't have to talk about that, right? Just dug his own hole. That's all right. I like that guy. He's a good egg. I like him. Good egg. Right? He's a good egg.
All right there, Allison.
You know what?
He screws up, makes us look good.
Kind of makes me think of Renee Zellweger. You know that, like, taste after you do a really a shot of really, really cheap tequila, and you just can't get that taste out of your mouth.
All right, relax. Whoa.
We aren't following anybody.
Wow.
God.
You know what the funny thing is? Everyone in the chat room doesn't care.
No one cares.
Because they're all looking at each other.
It's like, ooh, look at everybody. No one cares. David Bowie.
Why is that funny to me?
Are we still doing a radio show?
I'm a juggernaut, bitch.
Dude, I could sit there and call that guy David Bowie all night and just crack myself up.
He doesn't know.
David Bowie.
If you're David Bowie, wave.
Wave. If you realize that we're that you look like David Bowie, please wave.
We'll wait.
We're waiting.
No.
Nobody.
No, Jesus.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Jesus, come on.
Hold on, I have 14 more seconds.
You should be in the top 10.
Well, it's that we
just do, because of the 3 years.
We don't do stuff that the average internet geek can click with. I mean, look at the top shows. They're completely different from like the show we're trying to do.
Completely different from stuff you'd normally hear.
Okay. That was
Is that the Beer Wizard calling in?
That, everybody, was the Dawn and Drew show. Great show.
He figured it out.
All right, I figured it out.
David Bowie. Yeah, I love David Bowie, dude. That guy's great. Yo, he was banging that supermodel for a while, right?
David Bowie, yeah. Naomi Campbell, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. One of those chicks.
Ground control.
One of the chicks from the Freedom video.
There's a guy in the chat room, everybody. It's David Bowie.
You know, the show really does nothing for the people just listening on the podcast.
I know. Come on.
Really screwed up.
All right. We're sucking today. All right. I admit it.
What's wrong with you guys? You're doing so well.
But I got drunk calls to play. That's
a really dropped the ball.
It's okay. We love all the listeners. Everybody chimes in and has their own opinions about stuff.
Just having fun.
That's good.
You know.
Lunatic Radio, they're from New York or something. I think it's like XM or...
There's a girl I'd love to bash. Can we call
Nikki? I'm not even sure. It's not
like...
Can
we call Nikki Reed?
Let's wake her up.
Let's call Nikki Reed.
Yeah. We're on... Kieran's a retard show, so why not?
Let's call Monty. Is Monty's phone number on that thing? Let's get somebody on the line. I want to talk to Monty, the hot radio DJ from Atlanta. Not Atlanta. West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, it's not in the...
She has a fascination with... who's that guy? Adam Ferrara. I want to call her.
Do you know her area code by off the top of your head?
I don't know. Pick a number. We'll just dial it. I don't know. What's a Florida area code? 239?
I don't know.
Monty. I want her. By the way, we're not following anybody on this stupid internet radio thing.
So you need to label when you call people.
6 years on the radio.
Are you listening to me?
I'm following a guy who's done 3 years.
Wow. Train wreck.
All right. Let's do a break, regroup. We got drunk calls, everybody. A lot of people called in with drunk calls. The drunk call thing's taken off. And we'll do that right after the break. More people showing their ass in the chat room.
Someone got my reference to the angry podcast listener. That's crazy. People pay attention.
Yeah. And this show's just like this today.
No.
Are we doing good?
I thought so.
Okay. Well, we had a couple good moments.
You know what? It seems like every time we get started, major pile up on the highway. You know, and then we're okay, we missed that one. Let's go to the next exit. Major pile
it's
up
like
on the highway.
BQE during rush hour.
Yeah.
Just a
exactly.
Standstill.
Right. Exactly. This is it. This is the Belt Parkway. Right around noon.
If a radio show can hit gridlock, we just did. We're in gridlock, Ronnie Beans.
Yeah, you want to do? I'm getting the urge. Let's call Monty. We got to find her number. I mean, if you're gonna fuck up with chicks, you might as well just.
Burr?
Yeah.
Christ, I don't know what to say to him.
You know what it is?
Hey, you were supposed to call tonight.
Yeah,
thanks,
but it's 11:30. I don't know what the guy's doing.
Who cares?
You want to call him during the break? I'm not calling him right on the air.
Let's do it on the air.
No, let's not. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up the show. More drunk calls and stuff. We got things to do.
Things to do.
Things to do. All right, back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is John from Orlando, the Beer Wizard, Alcoholic Wizard. Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, and I'm going to go abracadabra me, a black and tan, bitches.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Let's go around the board, celebrities that should be dead. Pauly Shore.
Tom Arnold.
Michael Jackson.
Hammer.
Tito Jackson.
Roseanne Barr.
Michael Jackson.
I got one.
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone?
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, good one.
Wait, Karl Malone is worse than Billy Crystal?
Eddie Murphy.
Joe Pesci.
Anybody who plays for the Red Sox?
Nick DeBone.
No!
Damn you.
Hey, he said celebrities.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a pedophile.
They're saying Nicolas Cage on the chat room feedback. Elizabeth Shue.
I was just going to say Elizabeth Shue. That's so weird.
Oh. Woody Harrelson.
Coach from Cheers.
Yeah.
He's already dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Ted Danson.
Ted Danson should be dead.
Whoopi Goldberg. Tony Danza.
No!
No, we like Tony Danza.
No.
Tony Danza should live.
He was in a porno.
Yes.
Keep him alive.
Kill him.
The little kid from Saved by the Bell.
Which one?
I don't know. All of them.
Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder should be dead.
Dorky kid from Wonder Years. Screech.
Are you too modern?
How many slivers is that?
We, I don't know.
Not enough. Keep going.
Carson Daly.
Oh, Carson Daly twice. In a real painful way. Tyree.
No.
Yo, DJ Clue from MTV. Can't even freaking speak.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Nice beaver.
Bill Bellamy.
Bill Bellamy should be dead.
Don Imus.
Dead.
Stern.
Dead.
Star Jones.
Stuttering John.
No, we just cut out all audio.
I'm still on. Yuckle the Clown.
I can disconnect this.
Sorry.
There we go.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Jerry Springer.
Two gone. Out. You know, only this spell signifies that you're going to die tomorrow. So.
Jar Jar Binks.
Nice.
Steven Spielberg? Actually, no. We had no entertainment. Take that one back.
Slay Moon Fry.
Oh. Mm. Yoda.
All right.
But he's cool. Come on. Jeez.
Brad Pitt.
What's he, like a million and a half years old?
Brad Pitt, because that would mean Jennifer Aniston is available.
The other, Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing. Gone.
Ryan Phillippe, then.
Yeah, out. Because this chick's hot.
Chet Lemons?
Chet Lemons. All right, we're running out of show.
The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head.
You've heard them on the show with their song, Hate This Place.
Hate This Place!
Connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mmsolution.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/9mmsolution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mmsolution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
It's LunaticRadio.com. So
yeah, what up? LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Don't call hotline 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Ronnie Beans is in the studio. I'm Kieran McCann. Ron and I are the hosts. Rock is the producer. He's over there. You hear him on the mic from time to time. For the last, like, 4 years. What the hell I'm thinking about. We're going to get the show back on track. Yeah. At least try to. Did anybody watch the premieres of every goddamn new show on HBO last night?
Negative.
No, I TiVo'd Deadwood, but I haven't got around to watch. I went to the Bordy Barn yesterday and was too drunk to watch anything when I got home.
Yeah.
So, another trip to the barn.
You know, I watched the Deadwood. It's the first time I ever watched it. Man, that show, holy Christ, can they have worse language?
Well, yeah. Every other word's cocksucker.
Yeah, cocksucker. I must have heard the word cocksucker like 80 times in an hour.
By the way, I have to say that cocksucker is my favorite curse word.
All right.
You know.
What about cocksucking motherfucker?
Nah, I don't like to change it up like that. Oh. Cocksucker is pretty good. You know, like my judgment is when, if you were to hit your thumb with like a hammer,
mm-hmm.
Like, what's the word that comes flying out of your mouth? And that's like your favorite. That should be your favorite curse word.
It's always fuck. To be honest, yeah. It's always fuck.
I was just gonna say, because like you heard me before when we went to the store, I like screamed it out.
Fuck.
by the way. But can I tell this story?
Sure, sure.
Briefly?
Yeah.
Rockin' and I, just a simple, stupid story. Rockin' and I went up to Radio Shack before the show because we had to get CDs. That's how we record the show, CDs, whatever. And we got out of the truck. We're walking up towards the mini mall. And Rockin' just talking to me. His voice is bouncing off the buildings, echoing. Like he's on a PA system walking up to the mini mall. Like Radio Shack.
Wait.
And all of a sudden, Rocket just throws out the word fuck, and the thing echoes. It's fuck, 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 fuck. And I'm looking, and I see this guy, with his two kids, like, going to get pizza at the local pizza place. And Rocket, the word fuck echoed throughout their ears at least four times, because Rocket has a fucking megaphone in his voice box.
You make babies cry, Rocket.
Your voice is so fucking loud. It's unbelievable.
What time do you get here?
I know. I had time to
No, we got here. You got here like 8:15, right?
Yeah,
o'clock,
yeah. Before you.
An hour before the show. That's
8:15. Dude, I was here at like 20 after or 8:30.
Yeah, it wasn't that too much longer.
Yeah. We ran up to the local place, and got a little CDs, and came back. That was it.
All right.
But Rocket's voice echoed throughout the...
It just seems like you're... I don't know.
We do a lot, I know.
Well, I think it's funny because you live like an hour away. Well, I live 10 minutes away, and yet, like, I can't get here before, like, the 10 minutes.
Well, Ron, I'm actually coming from work, so it's actually 2 hours.
Right. Like, it takes you 2 hours to get here, and you get here before I do, even though I live 10 minutes away. But, like... I can't be bothered to get here before more than 10 minutes than the show starts.
And it wasn't like Rocket was the only person speaking or the only person around. There were people running in and out of the Chinese food place, the pizza place. There were people sitting out on the park benches and what have you. Cars driving by. Sorry, I hit my microphone.
And spilled the spitter.
Yeah, hit my microphone.
Whoop, shots fired.
And, traffic, people honking horns. And the only voice that stood out and echoed amongst the mini mall of Long Island was Rocket's fucking voice.
I got things to say.
You can have a radio show and it's just you talking on your front lawn. People, millions of listeners. They don't want to listen, but they'll hear you.
How about you're at the bar and you go to Rocket. You're like, Rocket, dude, listen, look at that. Look at the waitress's ass. And he's like, nice. Like, okay, Yankees.
And all of a sudden you hear dogs barking from a far distance.
Yeah, car alarms going off.
Yeah.
I fucker!
Yeah. Nice! Whoa, did I just say that out loud?
So, I saw the new HBO shows last night. Pretty good stuff. Love Entourage. I'm getting into the Lucky Louie, which was... You know, the thing about Lucky Louie... The new show on HBO, which is like it's supposed to be like a sitcom and stuff like that HBO does. They've never done a sitcom before, so it's a new thing for HBO. The one thing I gotta criticize about Lucky Louie is that how it was directed. Like, and you never look at like how a sitcom is directed. But last night there were two shots in Lucky Louie where the camera looked like it fell off its tripod. The thing moved and shook, and I was like, what happened there?
Maybe it was supposed to.
Like the key grip took a nosedive carrying the coffee or something.
Oh, was it like that obscure porn noise sound with the tripod?
Yeah, it was weird. But, you know, I'm getting into that show. The Torgasm thing with Dane Cook was pretty good. So I love that. And I watched this all at my friend's Polish Bob's house. Because every Sunday night, it's either the Sopranos night at Bob's house or at, it's something else. I'm always watching HBO at Bob's house on Sunday nights. Bob's my buddy, by the way, Polish Bob, who is the most awkward freaking guy in the world. Always has something going on. Bob drives a Chevrolet pickup truck. He cut the fucking thing in half. That's the kind of guy he is. Just because he had nothing to do, cut it in half and turned it into a fucking dump truck. You ask him why he did it, he said, I had free time. That's what I did.
Gosh golly.
I'm just thinking, let's look at like, how most people spend their Sunday afternoon.
No. I have a reason why I'm explaining all this, Ronnie Beats.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because as I was leaving Bob's house last night, 11:30, whatever it was, I was leaving his house. Now, Bob has a cement stoop at his house. No railings on it. It's just a cement stoop, kind of like a block, and then it has three or four stairs that lead down to the driveway. So I'm leaving his house, no one around, whatever. And for some odd reason, I was carrying a vitamin water in an empty coffee cup and my XM radio receiver in the other hand. I lost my balance. And I did one of them stumbling, trying to recover. Help me out, Rock, with a sound effect. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I ended up splashing onto the driveway. Coffee all over the place. Vitamin water scratched all up. My XM radio receiver took about 3 bounces before it hit the tire of my car. And I yelled the word, "What the fuck?"
To nobody
Rocket,
in particular.
Give me another falling sound, please.
Well, thank you. I'm just thinking because if I was thinking what you were thinking about, Ronnie, about the conversation you and I had over the phone a couple nights ago.
Yes. That's what we talk about on the phone.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
What I got to ask is when you fall and there's no one around to see it, do you still feel like an asshole?
Oh, yes.
Like, I felt like such an asshole. Even though Bob and Lindsay, his wife, were inside, probably going to bed, I felt obligated to go back inside and tell them that I fell down on their driveway and looked like an asshole.
No, you're not supposed to tell anybody that you did that.
But I felt like I should tell somebody.
No, you're supposed to get up to look around to see if anybody spotted you. If nobody spotted you, it never happened.
Well, that's what I did. I was face planted on his driveway. No one around. It's 11:30 at night. And I got up. And I was like, I just said, what the fuck, and like, kind of felt like an asshole, and no one's around to see it.
Did you feel obligated to tell them how they got the coffee stain in the driveway?
Yeah. I was actually contemplating walking back up inside and saying, hey, Bob, I just fell down in your driveway, and I felt like an asshole.
Did you?
I didn't. I was
good
like,
for you.
You know, I'm going to suck it up and get in my car. No one saw it. I'll explain it on the radio tomorrow to look like an asshole in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Why not?
That much better. It's actually much better to do it on the radio than it is to go back and tell them that you face planted in their driveway.
But my question is, I'm sure this has happened to a lot of people that maybe listened to the program, that maybe fell down and no one saw it, but they really felt like an asshole. You know, when you're walking on the street and you hit that, you know, awkward bump and you do like a hop step and try to recover and make it look like you didn't do anything wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
But do you feel obligated or do you feel like an asshole when no one sees you actually fall?
No, I still feel like an asshole even though nobody saw, but I go, hey, look, nobody saw, I plus one to run.
But Bob's going to fix the stoop or get freaking railings on that bastard because I just
blame it on the stoop.
I just got off that thing and I missed the freaking.
I'm sure Bob and his wife go up and down that stoop every day about 17 times a day. They don't fall. Their kids don't fall.
There are 4 steps on that stoop. Very big steps. You can take, you can be 7'6" and have a comfortable ride down the 4 steps onto the driveway. Nope. I took a swan dive. Didn't hit any steps and landed almost with my head on Bob's caravan's tire or something. Horrible.
I think we're missing a huge thing here.
What are we missing?
Ginormous.
Yeah, ginormous.
Well, what are we missing?
Well, you know, like you're telling this story and I'm thinking to myself, gee, Sunday afternoon, like what's going on? You know, I'm at the barn or I'm out like at a party or something.
Bar, right?
Yeah, I'm at a bar, you know, doing my thing and, you know, everything. And I'm sure Rocket probably had something going on, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're out, you know, doing our thing and you're at your buddy's house watching TV with his kids.
Changing diapers.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Polish Bob's my greatest buddy in the world, man.
I understand that, but every Sunday night?
Yeah. I'm 30.
Yeah?
I'm not partying or shooting coke or snorting stuff or whatever. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Well,
I like to do things that are nice.
Where there aren't any,
when
like,
I don't
single
have
girls
to move around?
Around
or, yes.
Or calling her by the wrong name. And wow. Kieran is retarded show.
By the way. My buddy Polish Bob, greatest explanation or description of torgasm. He called it cuntgasm.
Okay. See, he's just overlooking that. He's going to, like, in the middle of the night while he's sleeping, he's going to, like, wake up and be like, fuck,
Ron's right. Yeah. Yeah, I know. He knows I'm right because he changed the subject real quick.
No,
now,
that's fine.
I asked him. I said, Kieran, I'm going to the barn tomorrow. Are you coming? And he's like, nah. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
I hate to say it, but we were having quite a fun little conversation talking about you the other night about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Why, that I don't like to do anything?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because we're like, oh, where's Kieran? He's like the fact
that I had to, like, trick you to go out last week, you know?
You trick me?
I made you get in the car, and then I told you where we were going.
Yes, Bayshore.
That's
fine, dude. I have no problem with it.
All right, I know.
Do what I want to do.
I see that.
I like to sleep. I like to watch porno, and I like to watch TV on Sunday night at Polish Bob's house.
Wow. Not gonna find a lot of single girls at Polish Bob's.
You're never getting laid ever again.
If vagina falls out of the sky, I am getting laid.
This show is establishing the fact you're never getting laid again, Kieran. Ever.
You know,
that's fine.
I always thought that
I can bang myself.
I always thought I always thought you were just going through like a bad, you know, you're going through a bad stretch. You had a little slump going, a little 0-for-27, you know?
A couple of foul tips.
Yeah, a couple of foul tips, a couple of hard hit balls that got caught, you know, a couple of atoms, you know?
Yeah. Well, I did.
I'm starting to think you're never going to get it.
Yeah, this is, you're just setting up for a disaster.
Yeah,
it's all good. All good.
No,
people.
It's not.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
I'm starting to think you're never going to get hit.
Yeah. This show is really establishing for me. You're never getting laid again.
By the way, we need a code. If I ever do get laid, which will never happen, and I hate talking about this, but we need a code word. We need some sort of like code thing for the listeners, because I'm thinking, I was talking with Ron about this. Like, if I actually do get laid, more likely than not, the girl who bangs me is not going to want me to talk about it on the radio. Considering this has become a bit that's lasted freaking years and years, I'm going to have to say that I got laid somehow whenever I get laid.
I think the correlation would have to be on how popular you were when you got laid. Like, how famous you were. Like, if you were famous, like real famous, like XM Sirius famous, I think the girl would want everybody to know that she broke the streak.
Right.
You know, if the girl was doing it out of sympathy, she probably wouldn't want everybody to know. But my suggestion was to just say that the streak has been broken and then leave it at that.
But I thought that might be too obvious.
Well, yeah, but you're not mentioning the girl, and who would know other than you and the girl?
See, I was thinking of something along the lines like, I had dinner and I finished it. That would be the code sentence, I believe.
Just say you broke the streak, and then we'll have like a huge party.
Because I can't come on the air if the girl doesn't want me to talk about it. I can't come on the air and say, I had pussy this week.
That's not talking about it. You said I broke the streak and it's over.
Right.
That's it. And then everybody will be like, yay. They'll be, you know, then we'll have our finest meats and cheeses. And,
right. That's what I'll say. I had my finest meats and cheeses this week and they were good.
Yeah.
That will be the code thing. Right, Rock?
Write it down.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Finest meats and cheeses.
Sports Center? What? Cool, then the other side of the pillow.
I think, you know what? I'm not going to say names.
Booyah! Nice.
This is like not say names night, too.
Okay.
Right? I'm not going to say names, but I think we know somebody who would break the streak for you. I think we do. I think there was.
In LR world, or is it outside
of LR? I'm not going to say, because I don't want to.
Wait, Ron. This is a stipulation. Do I know the girl?
Yes.
No.
Alive or dead?
Do I know the girl outside of the show? Or is my relationship sprung from the show?
I don't want to go. I'm not going to go into that.
Because
that's being. I don't want to get too.
Well, no, that's a big thing, because I don't want to get too. I'm not going there.
No, you know we're outside of the show. And I'm thinking that she would sympathy lay, whatever you want to call it. At this point in time, who cares?
Oh, I'm thinking.
Who wants
I
know. A sympathy lay? Yeah. I don't want your pity.
Could be wrong.
Listen, if I knew it would get me laid, I'd tell people I didn't get laid in 10 years if it was going to get me some sympathy putty.
Putty.
It's a good thing there. All right, let's pick up the show. The drunk calls. The people love the drunk calls.
They do.
Drunk call hotline, 206-202-5666. We do this every week, everybody. It's when the listeners go out and they have a good time on the weekend and they call in and tell us that they're having a good time.
Right.
It's called the drunk call hotline. All right, so get into it. Our first drunk call of the week, everybody, is from a girl named Isabel. And this is what she had to say.
Oh, girls.
Hi. My name is Isabel. I'm calling because I am intoxicated. I wanted you to know that I don't have herpes, but I may have slept with someone who has herpes. And that's a bad thing. Actually, I don't have herpes at all. Somebody just dialed this code for me, and I didn't want to say it. Somebody talked about herpes, and it was, like, all good. And I'm going to go eat my bacon omelet right now, And, yeah, I'm in love with a guy named Chris, and he's coming down. And I watched some girls belly dance, and it was really cool. And the team is really, really awesome. And John's buying me records at this point. I'm quite a... John the Beer Wizard is awesome, and he's buying me records, and I'm drunk. John the Beer Wizard is eating an omelet with stuff in it. It's stuff. I wanted you to know that. I probably have rye toast. Rye toast is good.
You got something wrong, Rock?
I was going to say, well, she avoided the triple H.
Sounded like she was reading from like a cue card.
Yeah, no.
Hi, I am drunk. I am leaving a radio call. I have herpes, or I may have slept with somebody with herpes. I'm going to have an omelet. John the Beer Wizard is cool.
John does like all this prep work for the drunk calls.
Like he's sitting there with like the big cue cards.
Got a teleprompter for.
Yeah. The teleprompter's moving too fast.
Yeah.
More like that. And I work with this guy named Dan, and he came out to go see girls belly dance, but then I couldn't see him, so I have hash
brown. All right, next one.
I think we need some more vulgarity.
Yo,
LK and Jedi.
This is the LK and Jedi.
Ooh.
From the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, I'm watching Nine Inch Nails about to perform. Oh, here's some shit. Damn. Hold up. Now, I'm with the Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati's son. We're at the fucking Nine Inch Nails concert about to rock it out. But I wanted to call you guys and say hello before it gets shit and started, you know, Christ and loud as hell. But, you know, we want to say one thing. We want to say one thing. Ready? LunaticRadio.com, bitch! Oh, yeah, that's my fucking, my shout-out for you guys. LunaticRadio.com rocks. We're about to watch Nine Inch Nails at the Verizon Amphitheater in Charlotte. So, it's about to perform, and, I'm sorry that we can't talk to Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. But he's at home in bed while his 80-year-old mother tucked him in, so word him off later.
Yeah, by the way, if you missed last week's show, listen to the fourth segment or the last segment of last week's show. You'll find out who Big Dick Daddy
is. Yeah, that was good stuff.
It's pretty funny, man. LKN Jedi, A-game stuff from last week. The next one, Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. NorCal James.
Ooh.
NorCal James from California.
I just got a text message. I love you, baby. Thanks for being so awesome tonight. Call me tomorrow. That's my girlfriend. This is NorCal James, and I'm with my friend Jeff. I call him Jeff TV for Jeff the Virgin. And it's Wednesday night. Yes. It's Wednesday night, and I quit my job today, and Jeff, Karen, you're a faggot.
It just comes out of nowhere.
You knew it was going nowhere, so you go right to the faggot joke.
Yeah, it's always good.
And I have to base that on one thing. My friend Jeff is 24 years old, and he's a virgin. And might as well say, he's got social skills, much like from what I understand you have. He talks to girls, but he's not saving himself necessarily. He'll fuck the shit out of any girl, but...
There's a weight restriction for that one.
He says there's a weight restriction on that one. Once he starts, I don't think he's going to stop. My only question is, how do you start having sex? And stop? I didn't start until like 19, 20 years old. And that's old compared to most people, I think. But once I had sex, I was like, this is pretty much the greatest thing I've ever experienced. I'm never, ever, ever going to stop doing this. How do you start and stop? I don't care if you're afraid of people. You fucked them. Jeff's a bad impression of Quagmire here. Because he's Asian, and that was pretty good. Jeff, are you from the bar? Go to your house. I want to go to the bar. Jeff, go left, 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 left. Don't go to your fucking
directions.
House. I want to walk. I'm not gonna fucking
I'm trying
walk
to find like a little sound bite,
bitch.
But
nothing for this one.
Oh, actually, I do have one.
Dude.
Play it?
Yeah, go ahead. I want to suck Bernard's cock.
Okay.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking puke before we get to a bar.
Alright. Yeah, I gotta move on.
That was such a setup. You lose, you suck.
I was like, what soundbite are you gonna play?
You're like, all waiting.
I was like waiting.
NorCal James again.
This is NorCal Jerry, and I'm at the bar with my buddy NorCal Jeff, and he's hitting on a girl. I have a girlfriend, but he's trying to hit on some chick. He's a virgin, Karen. Yeah, he feels in love. He's 24. You're, I don't know, 94, basically. I don't know how you start and stop, but whatever. Anyway, I sent him over to talk to some girl, and he's talking to her, but she keeps looking at me, and it looks like now she's coming over to me. Oh, man, she's on the neck. Anyway, oh, boy, that's over. That was quick. Anyway, last call, it's Wednesday night. Same blowjob. Call her. Wait, Jeff wants to explain what happened. Jeff, explain what happened to the radio, people. This is a worldwide radio.
Wow, he is Asian.
And it was this girl that I was just trying to be, and then she's trying to be nice, but then I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. And then she's like, okay. Alright, I have idiot friends. He's not drunk.
Lost all confidence in his phone call.
Dude,
I gotta go.
Alright, let me give the guy a hint.
Alright.
If you're a virgin, right, what you can't do is you can't go and get hammered and then try to pick up girls.
Right.
Because you're just gonna be a sloppy mess.
No one likes a sloppy drunk.
Nobody likes a sloppy drunk except guys. Guys like sloppy drunks.
Yeah.
Women do not like sloppy drunks. It like guys look for the girl who's the drunkest. You know, women don't like drunk guys. And you can't, listen, you want to go out and you want to have a couple beers, take the edge off, get a little buzz going and then get a little, you know, hi.
Right.
You what you just were talking about on the phone and you were mumbling and, you know, just basically trashed.
Yeah.
You're never going to find a girl that way, ever. Yeah. Or you're going to find that girl like on the 40-year-old virgin who wants to get some fucking French toast.
Kieran almost has a better chance.
Yes.
You can't do it. Like, you cannot hook up when you're bombed. Your girlfriend won't even look at you when you're bombed.
Yeah. And I don't know how I can start banging chicks and then stop, but I would just reference my life. Go back and look at it. I don't know how I did it, but I did. I used to bang. I was showing Rocket before the show where I used to bang my chick back in the day.
Wow.
Wait, on a street.
Have you ever seen a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
I said, man, you used to be like a stud, and then it just fell apart.
Well,
and he's like, you know, and he said, I'd do it again. I'm like, oh, so you'd bang a chick, you know, where that spot that he showed me? He's like, oh, no. I'm like, yeah, you lost it. You'll never go.
Dude, I'm 30. I can't bang a chick on a cul-de-sac.
That's bullshit. See, that's how
can
stupid.
You, Ron? Can you, if you're at 30, can you bang a girl on a cul-de-sac?
No.
No.
At like 4 in the afternoon?
Why not?
No, unless she's like 19.
Ooh, fun.
That's it. If she's over,
right.
If she's over 21, no.
Come on.
The cul-de-sac goes out the window.
Spontaneity.
I was showing Rocket the places I used to bang my chick in high school.
Way back in the day.
Right, yeah, when you couldn't go to anywhere. Like, and you couldn't bring her back to your parents' house.
As he was reminiscing, everything turned like black and white and like kind of like jaggedy, the film.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, I was like, you know, I used to bang my chick in that cul-de-sac right there at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Dude, if you meet a girl and you're hanging out with a girl and she's over 21 and you take her to a cul-de-sac, it's over. It's over.
Starting.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless it's some sort of like kinky shit that you do once in a while.
Yeah.
But like, no. You're like, what's up, honey? Cul-de-sac, back seat, holla.
Let's go.
If you're 20 or over 20 and you're banging a chick in a car in a cul-de-sac, reevaluate your life. Or reevaluate the chick you're banging.
And actually, Kieran being 5'2" and his ex-girlfriend being 4'10", they could probably bang in a car and
holy
have lots
shit.
Of room.
She was, I didn't realize she was 4'10".
No, she wasn't that. She was 5 feet.
She was
5 feet.
She was shorter than him.
Wow.
Yeah, she was shorter than me, yeah.
She could wear heels and be like Kieran's height.
You were banging an Ewok.
I tell you, she was very pretty.
No, she was hot.
No,
she
I
was
know,
smoking.
Short.
And yeah, we had vast room in any car.
What Kieran doesn't know.
Yeah, right. You guys can sprawl out.
Yeah. We could have like dinner and bang in the back seat.
Yeah, I had trouble when I tried doing that in a car. Banging a chick in a car, that was difficult.
Yeah, there's no way.
I'm like awkward.
There's no way.
I had a leg going out the window. I had to roll down the window.
There's no way. I can't even, like, in the back seat, I couldn't even lay down in the back seat without, like, having my feet be out the window.
It was so difficult.
Yo, Rocket, what Kieran doesn't know is I went out with her a few times after they broke up.
Nice!
You know what we used to do?
Let me show you how it's really done.
You lose,
faggot!
We used to pour... All right, the joke is already passed. I don't know if I should go with the joke.
No, go. Feel free. You faggot!
I was going to say, we used to pour hot water in the coffee thing.
Yes.
Screw it.
High five, Ron!
You beat me down.
How about Rocket's like, go ahead. And he starts talking, he's like, faggot!
All right, moving on. Ray?
Karen, I love you.
Dude, Ray. It's great radio when there's a joke and then I repeat it.
Yo, what's up? It's fucking Ray again.
Ray.
Fucking drunk. Fucking Saturday. Fucking shit. Fucking 11:48 a.m. Hammer. Because, you know, it's the World Cup, baby. Been up since 6 o'clock. Breaking since 6. It's fucking crazy.
And
I know the World Cup didn't start till 9, but you know, you gotta get a fucking good start.
These people who love the World Cup are into the World Cup, man. They are celebrating every day.
Dude, the World Cup is cool, man.
It's huge, man.
This guy sounds sober to me.
The U.S. got their asses kicked today.
Yeah, 3-0.
Really? Yeah. Who did we lose to?
Czech Republic.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, England just won. It's fucking awesome. Because I love England. Because fucking shit.
Yes!
You know what? You know what that sounded like?
Yes, go ahead.
That sounded like Fat Kev.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was Fat Kev. Fucking because of fucking shit.
Stealing Fat Kev's delivery. He crafted that over many years of not reading books.
Who's stealing for Fat Kev?
Yeah. Fat Kev.
I love him because they're the fucking shit. That's Fat Kev.
Yeah. Kev still can't spell his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Kevin. I'm talking about Kev.
Yeah. K-E Evan.
K-3 equal sign. Yeah.
K-E Vin.
So, you know, I like this show, so I got you guys this fucking song because, you know what, you guys are like Karate Kid.
That's right.
Nice.
We're the best around.
You're the best! I'm not the best, motherfucking Keith, you're so, once again,
Joe Esposito.
I'm about to go back and drink some more because, you know,
I
got another game in 10 minutes. But anyway, the show is fucking niggerific.
Oh, jeez.
So I can say that. It's black. So it's okay. Fucking Ronnie Beans. Ronnie fucking Beans. I don't know why I like saying your name, dude, but I do. It's fucking Ronnie Beans.
Yeah, man. Ray Ray's great.
That was awesome.
Are you sure that wasn't Fat Kev with a different name?
No, man.
You know, I was just thinking about that Kev thing about how he can't spell his name. Someone has him spell his name. He asked for country of origin.
Who's Fat Kev?
Country of origin.
Use it in a sentence.
Can you use it in a sentence? Fat Kev likes Coors Lights.
I don't know, motherfucker. You know how to spell it.
Yeah.
Is there any other ways you could say it?
Like Fat Kev, I don't need to spell it because I'm the fucking shit.
I don't need to spell my name because I am it.
Yeah. It's a state of mind.
Everybody knows how to spell Fat Kev's name.
Fat Kev says words are for faggots.
Yeah. That was good. Ray Ray's call, that was excellent.
Yeah,
that was
really
solid. That was a good drunk call.
That is a solid drunk call.
Funny and incoherent.
Yes. The next two, everybody, from our man right across the table from me, Ronnie Beans.
Hi, this is Ronnie Beans. I'm at the world famous 40 barn. If I can, I just got here. I will be a big dog. Hey, yo, what's up? I'll give you a holler back when I get more beer in me. All right, later.
All right, so that's the setup phone call, right, Ronnie Beans?
Yeah, that's the setup.
That means you're going to deliver real good stuff.
Yeah, no.
There it is.
Here it comes.
Here it is.
Yo, we just leaving the boardy bar. What's going on? Me and Big Dog. Say what, Big Dog? What up? That's Big Dog saying what up. Leaving the boardy bar. Drunk.
want to get some food. I need me some fucking French toast. That's it. Girls are crazy. That's what you need to know. Girls are fucked up, all right?
I'm sorry, Ron.
Ron.
You know what happened? You know what happened? You know, like when you're supposed to call when you're drunk?
Yes.
I waited till I was hammered, which I missed the entire talent portion of the show. You know what I'm saying?
There was a nice setup phone call. We were looking for maybe one intermittent, in the middle of the bar drinking and stuff.
Nah. There was bad stuff going on in the bar, man. Bad stuff.
Ron said, I'm going to the bar. This is Ron leaving the bar.
Yeah. Dude, and bad stuff happened in the middle. That's all I got to say. I was freaking beaten with a stick, and it was...
The next two, that was Scotsman. Scotsman, I played your drunk calls in the first segment. Stud Muffin Rob, so here we go.
Yo, what up? This is Stud Muffin Rob.
Oh, my God.
Man, I fucking love sex.
Okay.
Yeah. Sex is good. Full-on penetration orgasm. Just amazing. Fucking vaginal secretions out of the girl's clit, rubbing her dick and her insides, so they get better than that. Karen, I don't know how you're still fucking not laid. Well, actually, I can. You're ugly as fuck. So, never mind. It's alright. No, I'm gonna send you a girl in the box.
Sweet. Hopefully she's alive.
Strap you down, handcuff you to a bedpost, and just fucking, I don't know. Yeah. Because sex is amazing. Come on, 2 seconds, I gotta finish my... I got a bowl of weed. I gotta take one more puff.
Oh, he's smoking weed.
Oh!
That's why he's so mellow. Stud Muffin Rob. Animal. Here we go. More Stud Muffin Rob.
Yo, what's up? Stud Muffin Rob saying you guys fucking suck. I go to take a fucking sniff out of my bowl. And then you have some douchebag on the phone saying, oh, fucking satisfied your call. You got to fix that shit. What I was talking about was sex and fucking dildos up your ass. Herpes. I was saying how amazing that was. And I think the reason why Karen got away is because his dick is fucking small. Make yourself conscious, Karen. You can buy Viagra or something to deal with that shit. Or just go fuck an oriental bitch. Because they're used to that small talk. And I heard those oriental bitches like to jack you off with their feet. It's crazy. I'm about to go to China and get some of them.
You take forever to say nothing.
Adopt those crazy foreign bitches who are poor. And just have the sex slaves. That'd be pretty cool.
This guy's insane, man.
Rocky, your side bunch are awesome. I'm about to grow mine out.
Okay.
I'm making one red and one purple. So it's going to be fucking the American flag. Not the white, but who? Fuck the white. Who cares about white?
What are you talking about?
I'm white.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
Hey, it's been on trampolines before, it's fucking crazy, dude. You get so much air on that shit, like, sticking your dick in fucking shit. I've never done that before, but I heard it's crazy. It's like, wow. And...
Bye. All right, Stud Muffin Rob, man.
Thank
love
you.
Guy loves to smoke some weed.
Thanks
called
for playing.
Can we get the transcript of that call?
Yeah.
We need like a pot smoking hotline.
We'll send you home with the home edition of lunaticradio.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Right there. One more from Stud Muffin Rob.
A donation from in your name has been made to the World Fund.
Yes.
The World Fund.
Yeah. For people of the world.
Another one from Stud Muffin Rob. Here we go.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Stud Muffin Rob. I'm fucking happier than a douchebag with hemorrhoids.
because I fucking...
Wait. Wow.
Douchebag.
Bag with hemorrhoids.
That might have been the worst analogy ever.
Wow.
I honestly don't even have a sound for that.
Yeah, douchebag with...
I have a sound bite for that. That sucked.
And got in a fight with Meatloaf. Dropped his ass. I'd share that with you. Got into a bar fight. Some
Meatloaf.
Thought he'd be funny and fucking drop a fucking, I don't know what it was, an olive down my girlfriend's shirt. Got up, punched his ass. He was like, oh, no.
Meatloaf.
No cornbread. Don't drink no Kool-Aid. I was like, fuck you.
Meatloaf.
I got your family tree in my backyard. One more rope won't matter. Started to back down, fight, four hits, dropped him. I mean, that's hard for
me to low.
Take some hard hits. Bad shit with you because that's fucking amazing. It now is mowing my lawn right now. So, all right, bye.
All right.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Stud Muffin Rob got into a fight with a meatloaf. Unbelievable.
Wait a minute. There's some things going on there.
What happened?
Hold on a second.
He beat up a meatloaf.
He beat up a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Was that word meatloaf covering anything?
No.
Oh?
Meatloaf. He beat up a meatloaf.
He beat up meatloaf.
The food products... See, Stub Muffin Rob is a piece of white bread. He got into a fight with a meatloaf.
Apparently, the meatloaf spilled a drink down his girlfriend's shirt
right.
or something.
And then it was like a piece of cornbread in it. I don't know what was going on.
Wait.
The food products decided to fight each other for some reason. Why can't the food products get along?
It's food wars.
You know what? Meatloaf gets along with no one.
White bread and meatloaf never got along.
You know, maybe ketchup. You know, I've seen ketchup and meatloaf together a few times. You know.
You know, I bet you all the meatloaves were hanging out and said, yo, you got your ass kicked by a piece of white bread.
You know what? You know what the problem with meatloaf is? Too many onions.
Those goddamn onions screw up the meatloaf.
They do, because the onions are in the meatloaf, and if I had onions in me, I'd be a little, be a little sore.
They make the meatloaf do some crazy things.
Yeah. Onions will make people do crazy things.
Yes.
That's why I don't eat meatloaf. Too many damn onions. It gives me agita.
Hopefully one day white bread and meatloaf can live happily.
Hang out and,
that's right.
And chill out together and have some fun.
Sure. I think the pasta said it best when, can't we all just get along?
Right.
Meatloaf won the bread.
The corn chip wants to have nothing to do with the meatloaf or the white bread.
Corn products, they're on their own.
Yeah.
They have their own fields, their own,
Where's the falafel in all this?
Falafel?
Leave me alone, man.
Falafel's trying to figure out a way to blow themselves up next to the rutabagas.
Why couldn't he just say...
Us pepperoni are living strong, though.
Why couldn't the white bread just say, hey, I got into a fight with another meat product?
Yeah.
Or another food product.
Had to say meatloaf.
Why you got to call him a meatloaf?
He had to go there. He had to go there.
Why couldn't you just call him a piece of meat?
Right.
I got into a fight with a piece of meat. That's it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Man. Can't we all just get along inside the refrigerator?
Seriously.
Why does the milk have to be on another shelf from the juice? Why can't they hang out together on the top shelf and have fun? I don't know.
Meatloaf.
I don't know.
All right, let's proceed. White Disaster is the next one.
Hey, Karen, word them up.
Apparently my catchphrase is catching on.
That's all you do for 3 hours. Yeah. What?
Up.
I got 8 words in my vocabulary, and he's using 2 of them.
Yeah.
Word and up.
Word, I'm up Laguna Beach. Hey, you know what? Fuck Laguna Beach, dude. If I wanted to fucking look at a bunch of underage sluts that sit outside of a high school in a lawn chair, fuck Laguna Beach. But I like how the fat cat fucking says it. Laguna Beach! Jenny Blowjob, what's up, dude? Jenny Blowjob, woo! Peace out!
Honestly, that never gets old.
No.
When you reference a Jenny blowjob or a Fat Kev thing, it always makes me happy.
Exactly.
Please just have at least one person do that a week. It makes me happy. So here we go. Another one from White Disaster.
Hey, this is the White Disaster. I just left a drunk call like fucking a minute ago, and I forgot to tell you who this was. So this is the White Disaster. And I just want to clear things up. Anybody thinks my my name is racist because someone told me today that White Disaster was racist? I'm not racist. Not at all. I'm just a white disaster.
Oh. Clearing that up.
Yeah. I'm white and my entire fucking life has been a disaster. And also,
this guy's got high self-esteem.
Yeah, Sonny today?
Yeah.
He's fighting with you.
He's going to go out and make somebody else's day better.
Right. Kieran, you know, you can look at that guy and be like, hey, you know what? I haven't got laid in 10 years, but I'm not that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Me and White Disaster should hang out and
I used to have
miserable.
A shitload of black friends when I was younger, like a bunch of them. My dad sold them all. That was a joke. Hold Don't up. Play this on the air.
I did. Sorry. Yeah, so White Disaster. Wow. So there you go, everybody. All the drunk calls from this week. The drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON, 206-202-5666, everybody. If you want to participate, I decide you drink some beers or some hard liquor and call the drunk call hotline and tell us why.
Right.
Whew. That's how it works.
And be funny.
Yes, that's important.
And be funny. Or just make noises. Do what you got to do. Yeah.
Make noises.
Whatever you gotta do. You know what I mean? Today's show was a builder. Started out with nothing. We were building it, and all of a sudden, you know,
that house of cards fell.
Yeah, it just fell over. Like the workers didn't come back to rebuild the.
I don't know.
The building. Ron lost. I think Ron lost his edge because he got distracted by the chat room. Right, Ron?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see what was going on in there?
Yeah, I just saw more ass.
Plenty. Plenty of stuff.
We should be professionals even though we're not professionals. We're amateurs.
You know, I try. Right? I have the attention span of a gnat.
Yes.
Right? And I try. You know, you do your thing and then, like, I'm wandering. My eyes always wander over to the computer and when I see, you know, naked girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever thought I had in my head, gone.
Mm.
Gone.
Mm.
Over.
By the way, I just want to point out tonight I saw Pam B's crack and nipple tonight.
Yeah. You're right.
It's kind of interesting.
I think I saw Postal's crack.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, does Vox have a message for everybody written on her tummy? Vox, are you listening, Vox?
Well, there's a slight bit of a delay.
Yeah, so you gotta.
Is it a delay?
Oh, there she.
What does it say? Show us.
What does it say?
Vox loves Bill Burr.
Oh.
We love Bill Burr too, even though he wasn't able to come on the show tonight. We don't know what happened, but Bill is playing Caroline's on Broadway all week, everybody, June 15th through the 18th. He's a funny guy. More ticket information, 212-757-4100. Bill's a good guy.
Kind of funny, you know, like. One of these people in the chat room met a person, barely get a handshake, yet David Bowie gets to see, like, full body. What's the deal? What is the deal with that?
Dude, man, he's Ziggy Stardust.
I guess so.
Come on. Fucking. Rebel, come on.
You know, it's just wrong. Somebody owes me.
All right, I got to do...
Dude, man, he's China Girl. Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Swing to the sound on the radio.
Didn't he have a song called My Little China Girl?
I broke it.
He broke into the microphone. All right, we're falling apart right now. He broke into the microphone, Ronnie Beans.
I broke into my microphone. Oh, my God. I have such a head rush now.
It's a heighten.
He broke in his microphone.
Oh, man.
Your microphone and all broken up. What happened, Ronnie?
I broke in my microphone.
I broke it. I broke it.
Why is that so funny?
Because it's broke it.
Broke it.
He
what the
broke
hell is that? I couldn't even get microphone out of my mouth after I said broke it.
It's like that's like saying you went and got your hair did.
Yeah.
But yet it's broke it.
Yeah.
I broke did my microphone.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing. I have to like I can't crack myself up to the point where I can't get the joke out. I said broken.
I broke did my microphone.
I'm a drive did my car home.
Oh,
what?
Man. And now I have a fucking headache.
I banged it. Let's put did on the back of everything.
Like Lunatic did radio.
I jacked it tonight.
Jacked it.
I jacked it. I don't know.
I still got porn to watch when I get home.
Look at you. Let's do the high
to-do list. Yeah. Still chock full of stuff.
Let's get out of here. It's time for the lunaticradio.com hottie of the week.
Yes, hottie of the week, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment, demon or hottie week. It's a pointless segment. Do it every week. Anyway, if you're in the chat room listening live, please post your hotties now. We'll read them up. Ronnie Beans, let's go around the board. Who's your hottie of the week? Pointless segment. Let's hit it off.
Tara Patrick.
You win. Son of a bitch. Give me the other stuff magazine. Who's
I'm going with Kelly Hazel because I fuck her 30 times over. Keep going.
I fuck her
until my dick bleeds. Thank you.
I'm going to go with Tila Tequila, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's a MySpace whore.
MySpace whore.
Let's
and
get her on the show.
The MySpace whores.
Get her on the show. She's called a whore.
Chaos Chris is going with Pam Bean, Gone Postal. Gabby Logan, Scotsman. Gabby Logan. Who the hell is that?
John was going. Going with Pam's tits.
How's your mom?
Vox loves the Luna Chicks. Vox is going with all the Luna Chicks.
Statler's got LR on Connie's cheek.
Can somebody mix in a celebrity, please? I'm sure there's one guy going out there with Chino's ass. Somebody's going with Chino's ass. Come on. Holy shit, Wild Bill is naked.
What's going on? And he's
what a
still,
man nakedness going on.
He's is still wherever he
what
is.
What a naked man stuff.
Oh, no!
Here we go. We're going to get man dick.
Not looking.
Man dick in
I'm
the chat room. Let's
not
go.
Looking. Not looking.
Look at Wild Bill in the chat room. You people have to listen to this show live because it's fucking hysterical.
Oh, this just in. Ray Garcia going with Wild Bill.
Is he in the chat room?
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
That was the joke, guys.
Damn. I was going to say, Fieldy, man.
Yeah, we got to get right.
I haven't seen Fieldy in forever.
Real jerk.
I think I'm calling. Aren't I calling into TPS Sports Buffet tomorrow
yeah,
night?
Yeah, by the way.
I'll tell you.
A note to Ray Garcia at the Sports Buffet. Ronnie Beans is calling into the program tomorrow.
Yeah. Have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
Get ready to talk some Yankees. Yeah. You'll probably have to talk me off the ledge.
All right, everybody. That's it for this week. Maybe we'll stick around and do a little after show.
Sure.
All right. So, until next week, have fun and drink some beers and call us on the Drunk Call Hotline. 206-202-5666, everybody.
Get on the board.
All right. Later.
Hey, Karen.
Bang it!
Okay.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.